States, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
John Adams said, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people." As more Americans are identifying as atheists or no religious affiliation, it is not surprising that our morals and religious restraints have eroded from our founding Judeo-Christian principles.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Actually, loss of oxygen. So he did what he was supposed to do. They also brought forward Daniel Eisenschmidt, a forensic toxicologist of NMS Laboratories, who's involved in drug testing Floyd's blood. And they also brought forth William Smock, an emergency medical physician and self-described police surgeon who discussed excited delirium and tried to rule that out. So as Andrew Branca, who's been doing a very good job covering this over at Legal Insurrection, says, today's trial proceedings looked a lot more typical for a prosecution presenting its case in chief than had been the case so far in Minnesota versus Chauvin. What I mean by that is that the state finally had a day in which its own witnesses did not end up doing the defense more good than themselves. He says, this is what every day of the trial should have looked like so far. It's the prosecution presenting its case. The defense doesn't get to its case until Monday, presumably. So I wanted to give an update on that for purposes of those who are following the news and the trial on a day-to-day level. All right, well, the big news of yesterday was Joe Biden has now announced, and you knew this was coming, Joe Biden has now announced that it was time for gun control, that he needed to issue some executive actions on gun control. Now, his executive actions on gun control, many of them don't actually do anything. A lot of this is just for show, as Charles Cook of National Review points out. A lot of this is just kabuki theater. Essentially, what is being done here are a couple of things that might have some impact on some Americans, but most of this is just a sop to the left, and it's basically so he can say that he did something. So we begin with Biden's announcement of his gun control executive actions, because again, the way that this works in the United States is that we elect a Congress to spend ungodly sums of money in giant omnibus packages without debating actual provisions of law. And that's all Congress is there to do. And then we elect a dictator every 4 years to reverse the last dictator's executive actions. So now we have Joe Biden doing this with regard to gun control. So Joe trotted out there or hobbled out there and proceeded to explain that gun violence in the United States is an international embarrassment. I do love it when presidents of the United States talk about how the United States is an international embarrassment. First of all, I don't care what the Europeans think of us. And I'm frankly confused by anyone who does care what the Europeans think of us. Why would I give a damn what the Europeans think of us? After hundreds of years of internecine warfare and then us saving their ass from the Soviets, I really could not care less what the French think of our gun laws in the United States. The French can stick it. Like, I don't care. Why would I possibly care what China thinks of our gun violence problem? China's too busy locking up Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. And why would I care? How about if I judge our policy based on whether I think the policy does a good job of balancing risk, reward, and rights? How about that? The constant appeal by Democratic politicians to what the world thinks? I don't care. I don't understand why you would care. You're a member of the American democracy. If you want to live in Denmark, go live in Denmark. If you care that much what the folks in the Netherlands think, you are free to pick up and leave at any time. I don't... Let me explain. I don't give a... Like, I don't care. But here is Joe Biden explaining that we should deeply, deeply care about what the international community thinks of our gun violence problem. Listen, if you want to make the case that we ought to curb guns, the least effective case here is, yeah, what do the Australians think? Who cares? Here's Joe Biden trying to string together a sentence.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic.
Nope.
Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic.
Nope.
And it's an international embarrassment.
And people clapping for that. Okay, first of all, it's not an epidemic. You know what's an epidemic? An epidemic. We just had one. We just had a giant global pandemic. It is finally coming to an end. Gun violence is not an epidemic because epidemics, they are things where you have a disease and then you pass the disease to someone else. No matter how many acts of gun violence are committed in the United States, it will not make me commit an act of gun violence randomly because it was passed to me on a bus. And this sort of language is so stupid. It's like the CDC director today said that racism is a public health problem. No, racism is a problem of the human heart that has impacts in a wide variety of areas. It is not a public health problem. And gun violence is not an epidemic. Stop making comparisons between things that are not comparable. Okay, but it's on the basis of stupidities like this that he's going to push forward a bunch of crappy executive actions on guns. We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, if you are a responsible person, you need life insurance. You got a family, you got people who depend on your income.
The last thing you want is, God forbid, something happens to you and they lose not just you, but also the income. But you know what? It's kind of hard to find affordable life insurance. In the past, you'd have to ask around. It was all word of mouth. Well, now there is a better way. This is why you need to use Policy Genius. Policy Genius can help you compare top insurers in one place, save 50% or more on life insurance. Once you find your best option, the Policy Genius team will set up your new policy for you and answer any questions you have along the way. And you can feel good knowing your family has financial protection. Getting started is super simple. First, you head on over to PolicyGenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need and compare quotes to find your best price. Since their licensed agents work for you, not the insurance companies, there's no hassle. If you hit any speed bumps during the application process, Policy Genius will take care of everything for you. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. The best part? All the benefits of Policy Genius, the comparison tool, handling of paperwork, unbiased advice, totally free to use. Policy Genius can promise you you won't leave their website feeling foolish. You could save 50% or more by comparing life insurance quotes and feel good knowing if something happens, your loved ones will be taken care of. Go to PolicyGenius.com to get started. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. Okay, so Joe Biden then continues along these lines, right? But the entire point here is that Joe Biden doesn't actually have, as we'll see, any sort of rationale for his gun control proposals here. There's no shot in the world they actually lower the amount of violence using guns in the United States. They're not calibrated to do that. They're calibrated to please the radical left that has, again, a complete disconnect with reality when it comes to the causes of violence using guns. They believe that the way that you stop violence using guns is by barring obscure sort of things that are used by some gun owners without a lot of connection to crime. The actual way that you stop gun violence is the same way that you stop all violence. You put more cops on the streets. That's precisely the opposite of what they want to do. So what is this really about? If it's not about curbing the amount of violence using guns, and I say violence using guns rather than gun violence for a reason. There is a difference. Gun violence implies the gun is responsible for the violence, which is idiotic. It's like saying knife violence. It's like bomb violence. No, there's violence that uses these things as instrumentalities. Okay, in any case, what really is driving this? What's driving this is the American people think that Joe Biden has the feels, because that's all he's there to do, guys. He's the comforter-in-chief. Sure, he's pushing radical policy, but he's the comforter-in-chief. He's the most feeling, generous, emotionally deep human who's ever walked the planet. You know who will tell you this? The Joker, Kamala Harris.
President Joe Biden is a leader with great will, great determination, and even greater empathy. He has seen the grief of all of those who have lost a loved one to gun violence. It is for them, for all of us, that he will never, ever give up on this fight.
Hey, you know what's really funny about this? You remember when Vice President Pence used to do this kind of stuff with Trump? Right? You get out there and talk about how Trump was just the greatest human who'd ever lived, and the entire media would be like, look at this sycophant. Look at him over here, just massaging Trump. Well, Kamala Harris does this, and everybody's like, she's amazing. She's just incredible. By the way, I don't care about... I don't care might be a theme of today's show. I don't care about how empathetic Joe Biden is. I don't look to Joe Biden for empathy. I look to him to be president of the United States and to fulfill his constitutional duty. If I want empathy, I'll get a dog. If I want empathy, I'll go to my wife. I'll go to my kids. I'll go to my friends. I don't need empathy from the president of the United States. And if you're looking for empathy from your politicians, let me suggest that your life needs some fulfillment in it. If the place that you get your feels is from the politicians you support, you're creating a golden calf and then worshiping it. The White House comms director made the same point, however. Biden feels about this. He has feelings, guys. I mean, sure, those feelings might have some ramifications by making tens of millions of Americans felons for owning stuff that they already own. But he has feelings, and that's the important thing.
He's somebody throughout his entire career in public service who has been incredibly focused on gun reform. You know, he worked to pass the Brady Bill when he was in the Senate. He worked to pass the assault weapons ban. This is something he feels incredibly powerfully about. And so the actions he's announcing today are the first step. He would be the first to say it's not enough.
He would be the first to say, this is what they always say, it's not enough. It's not enough as a substitute for it doesn't do anything that we want it to do. Right? It's not just not enough. It's not calibrated to solve the problem. Because what is the actual problem? The actual problem is that we have this incredible rise in crime across the United States that's been happening over the course of the last year. Emma Tucker and Peter Nikias over at CNN reported just a few days ago, quote, the U.S. saw significant crime rise across major cities in 2020, and it's not letting up. major American cities saw a 33% increase in homicides last year. As the pandemic swept across the country, millions of people joined protests against racial injustice and police brutality, and the economy collapsed under the weight of the pandemic, a crime surge that has continued into the first quarter of this year. You may have noticed in the description of the problems last year, they did not include police were put under the gun, and then were told not to police anymore. Okay, that would be the actual reason, not the pandemic, because it turns out that in a lot of other areas of American life, and a lot of other areas of the country that are not major metropolitan areas, crime actually went down because people were staying at home. Okay, but the real reason that this is happening, of course, is because if you rip on the cops all the time, and then if you try to defund the cops, and there aren't enough cops on the streets, violence goes up. You may notice major American cities saw that 33% increase in homicides. Those are all Democratic areas. It is difficult to name a major American city in the United States that does not vote Democrat. The real answer to the violence with guns problems is the same as the solution to the violence problem generally, which is you need more cops on the streets. 63 of the 66 largest police jurisdictions saw increases in at least one category of violent crime in 2020 that includes homicide, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, according to a report produced by the Major Cities Chiefs Association. Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Raleigh, North Carolina did not report increases in any of the violent crime categories. CNN says it's nearly impossible to attribute any year-to-year change in violent crime stats to any single factor, and homicides and shootings are an intensely local phenomenon that can spike for dozens of reasons, but the increase in homicide rates across the country is both historic and far-reaching, as were the pandemic and social movements. Well, it ain't the pandemic. The pandemic is not the rationale for why people are murdering each other. The reason is because when you take the cops off the streets, and when you say the cops are bad, and when you have 20 million people in the streets marching against the cops stop doing their jobs. We had a bit of this in 2014-2015 with the so-called Ferguson effect, after Ferguson, Missouri, and now we are having this with the George Floyd effect. Okay, that is what is happening. Already coming up, Joe Biden says that his bizarre kind of small-scale gun control executive orders are going to stop violent crime in some way. No, what would stop violent crime is more cops, but Democrats don't want that. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
James Brown and Bill Cowher welcoming you back to Dennis Melvin's house. It's time for the Midnight Snack Run.
This is one tricky obstacle course. Sticking to healthy habits in this kitchen is going to take focus and determination, but it can be done, JB.
He's already entered the snack part of the course, and he's eyeballing a jar of chocolatey candy.
That is tempting right off the start.
Uh-oh, he's reaching, Bill, but he pushes it away.
Great stiff arm.
He's approaching a plate of delicious-looking iced cookies.
Oh, Dennis, you only want one of those?
He blows right by him for the apple.
Oh, the fridge. It's make or break time, JB.
He stares down some rich-looking treats. Uh-oh, looks like he's headed for the soda. Wait, he jukes left, grabs the water bottle, and shuts the door with his elbow in record time.
Unbelievable move. I gotta see that again.
And he's out. He even turned off the light.
That's the way you execute a midnight snack run.
Stand Up to Cancer and Rally want you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.org.
Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the Joe Biden solution to violent crime in 1994 made some sense. That was longer sentences for criminals and putting more of them in jail with more cops on the street. His solution now is he's going to ban, like, gun stabilizers or something. According to MSNBC, Biden's new gun proposals are interested in investing in community-based solution, not incarceration. Except, of course, for the fact that if you want criminals off the streets, incarceration would actually be the solution to that particular problem.
The administration will also invest in evidence-based community violence intervention rather than incarceration.
Okay, well, that is not the solution. Okay, in fact, none of this is really designed to be the solution. So what exactly are these executive actions? According to the Daily Wire, in a statement, the administration outlined the following initial actions in his attack on gun rights. One, the Justice Department within 30 days will issue a proposed rule to help stop the proliferation of ghost guns. So ghost guns are basically you buy a gun kit with the parts and then you put it together yourself. Let me just express that there is very little evidence that ghost guns are responsible for a large share of violence using guns in the United States. I'm unaware of any data suggesting that ghost guns are a major problem in terms of criminals who are using guns in the United States. Beyond that, 3D printing basically makes this completely irrelevant. 3D printing, which is going to become more and more prevalent in the United States, means that you can simply cut the parts yourself using a blueprint online. And it is a crackdown on the First Amendment to take that stuff offline. It's a real problem. It's a First Amendment issue if you're saying you're going to take the plans to build a gun offline for do-it-yourselfers at home. So is that designed to really solve a problem? Is there any evidence that taking quote-unquote ghost guns out of circulation is, number one, going to be effective? And number two, is in any way supportable under the Second Amendment? That's a really difficult case to make. Second, the Justice Department within 60 days will issue a proposed rule to make clear when a device marketed as a stabilizing brace effectively turns a pistol into a short-barreled rifle subject to the requirements of the National Firearms Act. Okay, this particular provision with regard to stabilizing braces, apparently there are 10 to 40 million stabilizing braces in circulation. Basically, a stabilizing brace is a device that you attach to the end of an AR pistol. And it straps to your arm, right? It doesn't strap to your shoulder. That would make it a rifle. Joe Biden said yesterday that it makes it more deadly than a rifle. I have no idea where he's getting this. Or as deadly as a rifle. It makes it more accurate, maybe. But really, it's there to kind of prevent the recoil from being as large. In any case, here was Joe Biden ripping on gun braces. Like, have we seen a wide spate of violent crimes using guns in which the gun brace was really the problem? Here is Joe Biden on this particular policy.
A third change. We want to treat pistols modified with stabilizing braces with the seriousness they deserve. A stabilizing brace hook and a pencil essentially makes that pistol a hell of a lot more accurate than a mini rifle. As a result, it's more lethal, effectively turning it into a short-barreled rifle.
Okay, I have a question. Does he have any data to show that it's more lethal than a normal handgun? Because the lethality of the handgun is essentially rooted in two factors: how experienced you are with the handgun and the muzzle velocity. That's pretty much it. Neither of those two things is really affected by the stabilizing brace, per se. According to Daily Wire, the portion of the statement that mentioned the stabilizing brace is a reference to AR and AK pistols, which have barrels that are shorter than the minimum 16 inches required by the National Firearms Act. The statement said the pistols with an arm brace are concealable. That's really not true, because again, that means that AR pistols would be like 2 feet long. Maybe it's concealable in like a backpack or something, but certainly not on your body. The claim that weapons with a pistol brace will be quote unquote subject to the requirements of the National Firearms Act means gun owners will likely be forced to pay a $200 tax stamp on those firearms. Other things that the executive orders are going to do: they're going to publish model red flag legislation for states. That means nothing, because guess what? States that don't want to pass that are not going to pass it. States that do want to pass red flag legislation already will have done it. So a lot of this is just for show. A lot of this is basically just a big nothing. And this is what Charles Cook over at National Review is pointing out. Charles Cook, who's a real gun advocate, he said all the policy meat in Biden's missive sits within his reiterating his call for Congress to pass legislation section, which, given that there aren't enough votes in the Senate for gun control, means nothing is going to happen. Everything else in the release smacks of a sideshow. Ghost guns are not really a growing problem. The proposed rule to get rid of stabilizing braces, it's a semantic topic, but it has no connection to the murder rate. The public red flag model legislation means nothing because states still have to adopt it. So most of this is just designed to make Joe Biden look like he cares about gun control without actually doing anything on gun control. I'm not sure why he thinks that's good optics, considering that he just activated perhaps the most rabid voter base in the country against him. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden says that he is not restricting the Second Amendment. It's just not an amendment he likes very much. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
9.9 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Takeback Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs
to the Reading City Hall, Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For info, call 241-5958 or visit chemicalpeople.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
New laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind.
Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crying before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Because of you, I found the resources I needed.
Because of you, I found the right doctor.
Because of you, I'm not alone.
These are words we cherish at the Sarcoma Alliance. Each year, thousands of Americans of all ages are diagnosed with sarcoma, the rare 1% of all cancers. The Sarcoma Alliance is there during their difficult journey, providing education, guidance, and connection. Learn more at sarcomaalliance.org, sponsored by the Sarcoma Alliance.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden is just a liar when it comes to gun control. Joe Biden, in trotting out these particular pieces of nonsensical executive orders, he also proceeded to just say a bunch of things that are not true. Just a bunch of things that are bizarre and not true, because this is what Joe Biden does. In order to promulgate bad policy, he has to tell you a bunch of lies. This is true with regard to H.R. 1, the so-called For the People Act. Whenever Congress names an act, you can be pretty sure it does the reverse of what it is supposed to do. When they say For the People Act, what they actually mean is for the Democrats in spite of an attempt to enshrine Voter ID into law act, right? I mean, it's basically a For the Voter Fraud Act, but they'll call it For the People Act. They'll do the same thing with the so-called Equality Act, which is designed to restrict religious practice rights. And well, same thing when it comes to gun control. Joe Biden will talk about how he's not attempting to restrict the Second Amendment. All he's trying to do is restrict the Second Amendment. So Joe Biden says no amendment to the Constitution is absolute, which would come as a shock to former slaves in the United States. The 13th Amendment is pretty absolute when it bars slavery, for example. Some amendments to the Constitution, to be somewhat semantic here, are absolute. Here's Joe Biden saying no amendment is absolute, which is, again, a weird take.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution.
Okay, I would love to see his source for restrictions on type of firearm owned at the founding. I'm pretty sure he's going to have a hard time finding that. As far as his argument that the First Amendment has restrictions, fire in a crowd. First of all, anytime a politician says the phrase fire in a crowded theater, it's because they don't know the law and they're a moron. Any politician who cites this as a source for restrictions on the First Amendment, number one, doesn't understand the original case, and number two, doesn't understand that it was repealed essentially by Brandenburg versus Ohio. You can, in fact, shout fire in a crowded theater if there is a fire in a crowded theater. Plus, there is a solid case to be made that Schenck versus United States, which is the fire in a crowded theater case, is bad law. And beyond that, that does not answer the question as to what restrictions are appropriate on the Second Amendment. Simply saying that all amendments are subject to some restrictions does not answer whether this particular restriction is subject to the Constitution. And then Biden expands, says your Second Amendment rights aren't at stake, but this is only the beginning, and we're going to come after more of your guns.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about.
So here's the thing. Whenever the Democrats say we're not threatening your First Amendment rights or we're not threatening your Second Amendment rights and then proceed to spell out policies that do, in fact, threaten your rights, they're not telling you the truth. Of course, this is going to be a case. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. These executive orders will go to the Supreme Court. And if Joe Biden had his way, he would absolutely be passing gun control legislation. In fact, he said in this press conference that if he could pass one thing, if God could give him control just to pass one thing that was not an executive order, it would be a massive gun confiscation bill. He said it would be a huge gun control bill. That's what he would pass. Again, all of this is rooted in lies about guns and what gun restrictions are already on books. Frequently from the left, you'll hear the lie that it's easier to obtain a gun than to vote, which is just absurd. But here was Joe Biden telling an overt lie. He says, you know what we have to do? We have to close the gun show loophole. Okay, there is no such thing as a gun show loophole. Again, this is just a lie that is repeated ad nauseum by the media. It is repeated by Democrats. There's no gun show loophole. What there is it says in law that I can pass a gun onto my child without having to go to a federally licensed firearms dealer. However, if I go to a gun show and I buy a gun from a federally licensed firearms dealer, I have to go through a background check the same as everybody else does. Gun shows are not this sort of magical free zone where everybody just gets to buy whatever gun they want willy-nilly without being subjected to federal and state regulations. But here's Joe Biden just saying things that aren't true.
These bills, one, require background checks for anyone purchasing a gun at a gun show or an online sale. Most people don't know it. You walk into a store and you buy a gun, you have a background check. But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want and no background check.
What? I mean, that's just not true. You can buy whatever you want with no background check? Sign me up for the next gun show then, man. That sounds amazing. But, no, that's actually not true. Other things that are not true that Joe Biden said. He also touted his failed assault weapons ban. Okay, there is no evidence whatsoever that this lowered the rate of mass shootings or the rate of crime in the United States. The number of people who own guns in the United States, number of guns in circulations, rather, went up radically in the aftermath of the assault weapons bill, and the gun violence rate went down. Okay, but here is Joe Biden touting a bad piece of legislation.
I know this has been a hobby horse of mine for a long time. Got it done once. We should also ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country. For that 10 years we had it done, the number of mass shootings actually went down.
Okay, no, that's not true. That's not true. There's no evidence that that is the case, that the number of mass shootings went down. In fact, between the time that it was put in place and the time that it went out of practice, exactly the same number of mass shootings on average happened. So that's not true. But honestly, I don't expect Joe Biden to get all this stuff right because the man can't even speak English anymore. He's now speaking in some other language that is not, maybe that's why he's looking for international approval. Maybe they speak his language because we certainly don't. Here he was screwing up. He's appointing a new head of the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms branch of the federal government. And he screws up the name several times in a row.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the key agency enforcing gun laws, hasn't had a permanent director since 2015. Today, I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as the director of the AFT. David knows the AFT well. He served there for 25 years. And Vice President Harris and I believe he's the right person at this moment for this important agency.
Well, I mean, I hope that he knows it better than Joe Biden, who calls it the AFT. It's actually called the ATF, President Biden. Okay, by the way, we'll talk in 1 second about who Biden just picked to head ATF, because this guy is a radical. He's a radical anti-gun activist. It's the equivalent of Donald Trump appointing to head ATF Wayne LaPierre, right, the head of the NRA. We'll get to this in just 1 second. First, here is the thing. You know, if you've ever had a bad night's sleep, you know how much it sucks. It can absolutely ruin the following day. And this is why you need a mattress made just for you. Very few people think about the mattress they sleep on, spend a lot of their life on. But the reality is that most things in life, you can now personalize. Why not your mattress? Well, I'm truly one of a kind, and that's why I sleep on a mattress designed specifically for me. And you can, too. Helix Sleep built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft, really firm, if you sleep on your side, back, stomach, if you sleep really hot with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste. Like me, just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. It will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Again, I sleep on a Helix Sleep mattress. You don't need to take my word for it. Helix was rated the best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made right here in America. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't like it, they pick it up right for you, no problem. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro today. So, just to show you how radical Joe Biden is on gun control, his new ATF pick, a guy named David Chipman, is super, super radical. According to the Gun Owners of America, they say they are shocked at the brazen decision to nominate a registered anti-gun lobbyist to be director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The GOA also expressed opposition to Biden's plans to announce new gun control measures on Thursday. According to Dudley Brown, president of the National Association for Gun Rights, he noted Chipman's role as case agent for ATF in the Branch Davidian trial, who's based at the Waco, Texas field office. He says that David Chipman has been on the leading edge of ATF scandals for decades, all the way back to Waco. Now he shills for gun confiscation with Gun Control, Inc. Chipman has embraced every harebrained gun control scheme proposed, so of course Biden and Harris chose him. He'll fit right in with their corrupt administration. This is obviously an administration that is dedicated to cracking down on the Second Amendment to the extent that they can legally. Meanwhile, of course, Jen Psaki is trying to clean up the fact that Joe Biden is a liar. You know how bad Joe Biden is at this? The Washington Post gave him a mostly false rating on his statements about the ability to buy guns at gun shows without any sort of background check. To get a mostly false from the Washington Post, basically you have to be the worst liar in existence if you're a Democrat. Because the way that it works is if you are a Democrat and you say something that is blatantly untrue, is they call it half true. And if you're a Republican and you say something is true, they call it mostly false. If you're a Democrat and they call something mostly false, that means it is the falsest thing that has ever been said in the history of humanity. So he got slapped to the fact check on this one. Here's Jen Psaki trying to walk it back.
Is it the president's belief that you do not have to undergo a background check when you are at a gun show?
No, it's not his belief. He believes that background checks should be universal.
Right, but he says no background check.
Well, we know what his position is, right? So let me reiterate that, which is that gut background checks are something that should be universal. They're supported by more than 80% of the public. He's supported legislation, advocated for that, and advocated against loopholes as well. So that's his position, and I appreciate you asking for the clarification.
Okay, that is his position, but he did lie. Also, Jen Psaki says, don't worry, this is only the beginning. Now, here's the thing. It isn't only the beginning. It's the end. He doesn't have the vote for massive gun control in the Senate. So this is all they're going to get. Again, all of this is just for show. But it is interesting how Joe Biden feels the necessity to constantly shill on behalf of radical causes. Here's Jen Psaki proclaiming there will be much more gun control to come. Spoiler alert, there won't.
Does the president feel that he's doing everything he can to meet the scope of these commitments right now?
Well, today the administration announced initial actions to address gun violence. There will be more. That is absolutely his commitment. And he also will use the power of his presidency, his voice, his political will to advocate for actions in Congress.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to work. Sorry. Nancy Pelosi basically has a House majority that is like two. Like she needs to hold together her entire coalition. If she loses like two votes, she's in serious trouble in the House. And in the Senate, no room for error. So, yeah, that's pretty much the end of this. Meanwhile, governors are saying they're not going to put up with Biden's attacks on the Second Amendment. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted, Biden is threatening our Second Amendment rights. He just announced a new liberal power grab to take away guns. We're not going to allow this in Texas. It's time to get legislation making Texas a Second Amendment sanctuary state passed into my desk for signing. Meanwhile, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy said the same thing. He said, Alaska is a Second Amendment sanctuary state. We will be evaluating our options. Basically, what does that mean? That means that the state government is not going to work with the federal government in effectuating these laws. I'm very much looking forward to this. Honestly, I want more sanctuary states against federal predations by various Republican governments. If Democrats can do this with illegal immigration and say that they are not going to allow local law enforcement to work with federal agents in rounding up people who are criminally illegal aliens, for example, well, then I think it is perfectly plausible and, in fact, good for states like Texas to say, we are not helping ATF one iota. You're on your own. You want to do this? You're going to have to do it yourself. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem highlighted the portion of the Second Amendment that says shall not be infringed, writing, Biden claims his actions won't infringe on the Second Amendment. That is false. Placing new limits on firearm sales is an infringement. Curbing ammo purchases is an infringement. Idaho Governor Brad Little said the same thing. So all of these red states are now starting to move in the direction they should move, because guess what? This isn't going to be the first time or the last time that the Biden administration infringes on core liberties in the United States. It's about time for states to stand up on their hind legs and say, we are not going to participate in this. Meanwhile, just as a side note here, I think it is worthwhile noting here that Joe Biden, who is very, very anti-gun, he has a son who will not be prosecuted. Hunter Biden has committed pretty much every crime that Joe Biden has ever put somebody in jail for or wanted to. And yet, you want to talk about like a double system of justice in the United States? It's not a white and black thing. It's a power thing. Okay, it is a wealth and a power thing. Hunter Biden would be in jail 1 million times over for the activities in which he has engaged if the man were not the son of Joe Biden. But as Breitbart notes, Joe Pollack writing, President Biden issued several new executive orders and actions Thursday aimed at gun control, while his son, Hunter Biden, is accused by critics of having violated federal law by lying about his past drug use in the background check for a gun. The gun was part of a domestic dispute that reportedly involved the Secret Service that later disappeared. Politico had managed to obtain a copy of the firearm transactions record and a receipt for the gun in question, dated as of October 2018. It asked, are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? Hunter answered no, despite a long history of drug use. And by the way, speaking of Hunter Biden, he's still going around, trotting around to the plaudits of the media, saying that that laptop might be fake and he has no idea where it came from. Meanwhile, the UK Daily Mail put out actual photos from Hunter Biden's laptop of him with two prostitutes on top of him. Okay, so I'm pretty sure that's Hunter Biden's laptop. I'm pretty sure that at the very least those materials are Hunter Biden's materials. And I'm amused to see how the media are going rip-roaring hard after Matt Gaetz, because Matt Gaetz apparently was engaging in prostitution or allegedly engaging in prostitution. But Hunter Biden is just a sweet, wayward child who is 51 years old, by the way. How about this? How about whoever engages in criminal activity should go to jail? That's my standard. And whoever engages in disgusting behavior should feel the public's wrath. How about those things? It's either both or neither. Okay, you don't get to pick and choose based on who the person at issue is. That is a double standard of justice. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, you know, the big tech companies, they do not have your best interests at heart. You may have noticed that they are not fond of conservatives these days, but it's more than that. They are using your data to monetize their particular political point of view. And this is why you should not trust them with your data. Turning on incognito or...
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Alana was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's cancer. As a parent, when you're told this type of news, you're going to do whatever you can do for your babies. When we got to St. Jude is when I realized that, no, you're not going to get a bill for anything. I don't have to worry about it. They're saying we're going to help save her. We're not going to charge you anything. This is what we do.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we've seen corporate America bowing to the woke over and over again. Right now, the left is in control of corporate America. They've taken the reins. They've decided that they basically have free reign to do what they want with the corporations of the United States. And the pressure is coming from the wokest among us. According to Peniel E. Joseph, writing for CNN, black power in the boardroom is leading the fight for justice. They say black business leaders' efforts to stop voter suppression in the wake of Georgia's recently enacted voting bill illustrate the vanishing separation between protest and politics in America today. They also embody the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Over 70 black executives, led by former American Express CEO Ken Chenault, signed a letter released at the end of March that pressed corporate America to take a stand on voting rights, one of the central moral and political issues in the United States today. The new law and those like it are both undemocratic and un-American, and they are wrong. The memo to corporate America, The Fierce Urgency of Now, which debuted as a full-page ad in the New York Times, channels Dr. King's words from his April 4th, 1967 Riverside Church speech criticizing the Vietnam War to uphold the sanctity of voting rights in America. The letter outlines the way that seeming race-neutral or ostensibly colorblind laws and policies can be designed to have race-specific outcomes that harm the black community. The letter spoke for many by expressing a blunt truth. There's no middle ground, said Martin Luther King. There are either four more people voting or you might want to suppress the vote. Sorry, that is the letter from Ken Chenault. There's no middle ground. You're either four more people voting or you want to suppress the vote. No, there is a middle ground. I want every legally cast ballot to be counted. That is the middle ground. Okay, I don't want more people voting if they can't legitimately vote. It's not a question of how many people vote. It's a question of whether the vote is legitimate in the first place. But the point here is that if you can leverage on the basis of race corporations into doing what you want, then you can shift politics and you can shift the nature of the law by leveraging these dollars. And the push is growing stronger and stronger, and corporate America is not standing up to it, which is why, of course, the right is going to have to push back, as I've been advocating. At a certain point here, the right is going to have to turn to these corporations and say, listen, if the left is going to push you to take positions on controversial issues, we will push you in the opposite direction. Because right now, for these corporations, if they feel pushback only from the left, they're just going to do what the left wants and figure that the right will just turtle. The right doesn't have to turtle. But this the oats that are being felt here by the hardcore woke wing of the Democratic Party are pretty extraordinary. So, for example, P. Diddy, Sean Combs, has now issued a letter to corporate America. It says, no longer can corporate America manipulate our culture into believing incremental progress is acceptable action. Yes, corporate America now must become a tool of P. Diddy. By the way, what is P. Diddy's net worth? I believe he's worth about $900 million. So clearly he has suffered in this evil, horrible, no good, very bad racist country. Combs specifically called out General Motors, which listed his own media company, Revolt, as an example of a black-owned media company it supports, writing that solidarity is insufficient if corporations don't offer financial help. Okay, this is the part that's really fun. We are now just in straight blackmail territory. So P. Diddy writes this letter. If you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. That's a quote from Desmond Tutu. The same feet these companies use to stand with us in solidarity are the same feet they use to stand on our necks. And first of all, that in and of itself is egregious language. And it's comparing the death of George Floyd, a man who died, to the fate of people like P. Diddy, who is worth $900 million. When confronted by the leaders of several black-owned media companies, says P. Diddy, General Motors listed my network Revolt as an example of black-owned media it supports. While Revolt does receive advertising revenue from GM, our relationship is not an example of success. Instead, Revolt, just like other black-owned media companies, fights for crumbs, while GM makes billions of dollars every year from the black community. So basically, his case is that if a black person buys an auto from GM, that money must be reinvested with a black person. So segregation is what you're talking about here. Says P. Diddy, exposing GM's historic refusal to fairly invest in black-owned media is not an assassination of character. It's exposing the way GM and many other advertisers have always treated us. No longer can corporate America manipulate our community into believing that incremental progress is acceptable action. Okay, this is straight up Al Sharpton going to Macy's and saying, I'm going to call you guys racial profilers and racists unless you make a donation to the National Action Network. This is where we are now in American life. This is the case being made by the left with regard to racial reparations, that you're racist if you don't actually just give money, just straight checks to black people. And we have not worked out how it's going to work yet, but we're going to simply just put that out there. That's P. Diddy right here saying the GM is racist unless it signs him a larger check. Says P. Diddy, corporations like General Motors have exploited our culture, undermined our power, excluded black entrepreneurs from participating in the value created by black consumers. In 2019, brands spent $239 billion on advertising. Less than 1% of that was invested in black-owned media companies. Yeah, so what? I mean, are they invested? Is that because they hate black people or because the most efficient media companies reaching an audience that GM is trying to serve aren't black-owned. This whole thing is an absurdity, but again, when it comes to the left's woke causes, equity is just a guise for benefits, give me what I want, and if you don't, I'm going to call you a racist. Basically, everything I like now on the Democratic side is infrastructure. Everything I don't like is racist. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden has ordered a study on overhauling the Supreme Court, creating a commission to examine issues of expanding the court and instituting term limits for justices. Bernie Bennett has more.
The study will focus on adding seats to the Supreme Court, creating a commission that will spend the next 180 days examining the incendiary political issues of expanding the court and instituting term limits for its justices. In launching the review, Mr. Biden fulfilled a campaign promise that came amid pressure from activists and Democrats to reshape the Supreme Court after its composition moved sharply to the right during President Trump's term. Mr. Trump added three justices to the high court, including conservative Amy Coney Barrett, who was confirmed to replace liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just days before last year's presidential election. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The chief county medical examiner who ruled George Floyd's death a homicide has now taken the stand at the trial of former officer Derek Chauvin. Dr. Andrew Baker says he did not watch the video of the arrest before examining Floyd, so he would not be biased by what he saw. Also at townhall.com, a new airline kicking off with very low fares.
Even as traditional air carriers are still recovering from the coronavirus pandemic, a new domestic airline will launch this month. Avilo Airlines will serve airports in 12 western states after delaying its launch until demand for air travel picked up in recent months. Avilo's inaugural flights will offer fares for just $19.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Pentagon is developing ways to better screen military recruits for extremist behavior while improving training for troops who are leaving the service so they can be more prepared should violent groups try to lure them to join. More on these stories at townhall.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. It's time to do some spring cleaning, and if you're an unhappy timeshare owner, start your cleaning today. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly. We've been helping people just like you for over a decade. We have over 600 excellent reviews with the BBB. Lone Star Transfer guarantees a release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Volcano on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent has erupted.
The island's government had already ordered some 16,000 people to evacuate homes near the volcano. And as they made their way along the winding mountainside roads, an ash column could be seen towering overhead. Emergency management officials estimated it reached 20,000 feet. And fortunately for St. Vincent, most of the ash was headed northeast over the Atlantic Ocean. But communities closest to the volcano reported heavy ashfall and poor visibility hindered the evacuations. Some are being put aboard cruise ships, others heading to nearby islands, and some 2,000 people are in government shelters. The 4,000-foot volcano last erupted in 1979 and continues to rumble. I'm Ben Thomas.
On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials gaining 297 points. On the tech side, the NASDAQ gained 70. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Yet more problems for a major airplane.
Airlines are pulling dozens of Boeing 737 MAX planes out of service again, this time to inspect them for a possible electrical problem. Boeing says it has informed 16 of its customers that they should address a possible electrical issue in certain Boeing 737 MAX aircraft before using them further. Boeing said today that the recommendation was made to allow for verifications that a sufficient ground path exists for a component of the electrical power system. It did not specify how many aircraft could be potentially impacted by its recommendation. Keith Peters reporting.
3M filing a trademark and fraud suit against a Florida company accused of selling counterfeit surgical N95 masks to a Massachusetts hospital. Suit alleges that MM Medical Supply sold tens of thousands of the counterfeit masks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company?
Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992.
Uh-oh.
Better call Mako, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. As we grow our landscape lineup, we invite you to come see what we have done to bring you a high-quality selection for all your projects. Take advantage of our ever-growing selection of small rental equipment to help transform your yard, like a track machine trencher, rototillers, sod cutters, vibroflates, sod rollers, and so much more. Get the lawn you want this year using our Bolero Plus Sod by Delta Bluegrass and pair that with our Jumpstart Fertilizer to give it the boost it needs to thrive. Lauk's Landscape Supply is home of the U-Cart Concrete, where we have a large fleet of concrete trailers to help get the job done right and on time. Call and reserve yours today at 378-2220. You pick up or we deliver, where no load is too big or too small at Lauk's Landscape Supply. We have several different size trucks to accommodate your needs with fast and efficient delivery to your job site. We have a dedicated staff ready to walk you through your next project, so just give us a call at 378-2220. Check us out on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or just come see us 7 days a week at the intersection of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road, and tell your friends.
Responsible for its illegal and egregious behavior during the campaign, but make no mistake about it. This still represents an important moment for working people. Their voices will be heard. They were heard. Nobody liked what you were selling. After the 7-week window to vote by mail ended March 29th, the NLRB spent 2 weeks checking the eligibility of ballots and counting them in a process observed by both the union and Amazon. Out of the 5,800 eligible voters, 3,200 ballots were cast, but hundreds were set aside as contested mostly by Amazon, according to the union. Now again, there are 5,800 eligible voters. Okay, there should be universal voter turnout on this thing. In other words, if you don't vote it's not like a United States voting procedure where if you choose not to vote, we just don't count you as part of the majority or the minority. You're just somebody who sat it out. Here's the reality of how companies should work. If I choose not to turn in my ballot, that should be counted as a no on unionization. It should not be a majority of the ballots cast. It should be a majority of employees are necessary in order to unionize. And I would say that, logically speaking, it should be that the only way that you can actually create a union is you have enough employees that you actually have the leverage against the company without kneecapping the scabs. But federal law is not set up that way. For the 1,000th time, we heard the Daily Wire follow all of this garbage federal law. Labor experts said the early predictions about the results are not a surprise. They, of course, blame it on Amazon's ability to organize. Yes, because here's the way it works. If the left doesn't get what it wants, it's because the voters were too stupid to understand and they were manipulated by the opposition. If the left does get what it wants, it's because the voters are wise. That's the way this works. Rebecca Given, an associate professor of management and labor relations at Rutgers, says it's so hard for workers to win in a situation like this. The workers did win. The workers won. They voted. Shut up. The voters didn't want your dumb union. The most likely outcome in these situations is the employer successfully busts the union by instilling fear and uncertainty into the workers. Do you mean that the employer says, if you artificially increase our labor costs, we're going to have to lay people off and or we will offshore? Because that's not instilling fear and uncertainty. You know what instills fear and uncertainty? Kneecapping people, for example. That instills fear and uncertainty. The Bessemer warehouse, which opened in March 2020, is Amazon's first fulfillment center in Alabama. Workers started organizing toward a union vote in August, hoping it would improve working conditions. Currently, it's difficult to go to the bathroom without being penalized, said Jennifer Bates, an Amazon worker in Bessemer. She said she was inspired to support the union effort after regularly having seen her colleagues walk out of work limping from the physical toll the job takes. Okay, first of all, there are applicable worker regulations in the United States. There are. If you abuse your workers, you have violated HR policy. Okay, you are not allowed to just, like, I can't go in the back room here and tell my producers to do a bunch of stuff that will physically harm them. That's not a thing. At the start of the year, Amazon launched what labor experts characterized as a classic well-funded anti-union campaign at the warehouse. Workers said they were required to attend multiple meetings during their shifts, in which Amazon representatives explained why a union was not beneficial for workers. Posters all over the warehouse, some of them in bathroom stalls, encouraged workers to vote no. Yes, that's called campaigning, which the union also does. The company distributed buttons and stickers for employees to wear. It created a website and a hashtag, Do It Without Dues, highlighting how workers might have to pay $500 in annual dues to the union. Is that wrong? Is that untrue? Of course it's true. If a union gets established, you have to pay a lot of money to the union. Amazon has a long history of thwarting unionization, says NBC News. These are all activist wing journalists, honest to God. This would be indistinguishable from a press release from the RWDSU. Workers in Bessemer who opposed the union questioned its purpose. I love that they bury this all the way down in the article. Lavinette Stokes, who works as a labor organizer for the Alabama Teachers Union when she's not working at Amazon, and her husband. They have positions as mid-level process guides earning $15 to $19 an hour. She said a union for unskilled labor in Bessemer makes no sense. She said it would move too slowly. She and her husband sent $2,400 of their own money to print flyers detailing Amazon benefits. She said, we're talking about a union that has made contracts where, yes, they got a raise, but it took them 5 to 7 years before they even got to that raise. Her husband said, we're not against unions. We're against this particular union. We're against a union at this facility. Everything the union is offering, we can do ourselves. Again, like, but don't worry. It's because of the indoctrination effort put forward by Amazon. That's the way this crap always gets covered. Alrighty, in just 1 second, we're going to be getting to the radical plans of the Biden administration. They're blowing out the spending, of course, with this dumb infrastructure plan. We'll get to that in a second. First, if you've been listening to the show, you know how much I hate cancel culture. Instead of letting big tech cancel your right to free speech, how about canceling their access to your private data? That's why I use ExpressVPN. Have you ever wondered how huge tech sites make money when they are actually free to use? Well, they track your searches, video history, and everything you click on. And then they sell your valuable data to third parties. When you use ExpressVPN, your device's IP address gets masked and anonymized. They'll anonymize your online activity and makes it much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from cyber criminals and hackers. What I love most about ExpressVPN, it does all of these things with just one tap of a button. Couldn't be simpler to use. You just fire up the app on any of your devices, you hit connect, now you are protected. It's time to say no to censorship. Take back your online privacy at expressvpn.com/Ben. Visit my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free. That's expressvpn.com/Ben to protect your data today. Again, expressvpn.com/Ben to get started. They are the service that I use to protect my own data, and I care a lot about protecting my data. You should too. expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, so meanwhile, the Biden administration not letting up in their push. Chuck Schumer, the Senate majority leader, thanks to bad voting ideas in Georgia, the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, he says it's time to cancel all student debt because we haven't spent enough money. We now need the federal government to basically cover your debt.
Cancel student debt.
Yeah. No, let's not do that. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi says infrastructure, infrastructure. Now, remember, everything I like is infrastructure. Everything I don't like is systemic racism. Here's Nancy Pelosi, teeth a-clacking, infrastructure.
We are getting ready now, of course, for the American Jobs Plan. And we had a plan that clearly this country needs. All American, transformative, thinking big, build back better. And as we say in the House, in every zip code in America, so that everyone has the full advantage of what the infrastructure does. It creates jobs in the building. It creates commerce in the moving of products from farm to produce from farm to market, or other products from production to the marketplace.
I'm going to say a bunch of words that have nothing to do with it. It produces produce, cabbage, farms, jobs. All we're going to do is spend $2 trillion on this thing. As Brad Palumbo pointed out on the show yesterday, the number of jobs supposedly going to be created over the already baseline number of jobs to be created by this by our normal economy is like 2.5 million jobs. So that means that we're going to spend, you know, $800,000 per job created over the next 8 years. Makes perfect sense. Deeply necessary. We need it. We need to blow out the spending for no reason whatsoever. Look, the goal here, of course, is to make more Americans dependent on government. The idea is if more Americans are dependent on government, this is Nancy Pelosi's whole idea. If you're dependent on government, and if the government signs you checks, then you will be free to paint. You'll be free to write poetry. You'll be free to explore all of your authenticity in all of its variegated forms, except for the fact that that's not what you're going to do. You're going to go play video games all day and be useless. This notion from the left that people find utter fulfillment in unemployment is kind of astonishing to me, frankly. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has announced that they're not going to say whether the U.S. supports the Dakota Access Pipeline, so we're going to shut down the production of the production and shipping of fuel in the United States. Makes perfect sense again.
Tomorrow, the Army Corps of Engineers will be in a federal court hearing regarding the fate of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the administration's belief that construction of that pipeline should continue?
Our view is that we would look at each pipeline through each individual pipeline separately and do an analysis of the cost and benefits on the environment and jobs which is my assumption would be happening here. So I don't have an assessment of that, but we look at each of them individually.
Oh, so this is all going to be great. It's all going to be great. Okay, coming up, we're going to be talking about YouTube, which has decided that certain types of science may not be presented if they are in conflict with the left's preferred version of science. Meanwhile, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says racism is a public health issue. So yeah, listen to the science. Tough science. We'll get to that in 1 second first. A lot is happening at your front door these days. You got people dropping off packages, friends stopping by as this dumb pandemic comes to an end. And that's great, but you need to make sure that you know what's happening on your front stoop. And this is why you need Ring devices. See, I don't just have Ring devices on my front stoop. I have them all over my house because I want to make sure that I can keep an eye on my crazy children. That's why now is the perfect time to upgrade your doorstep with a Ring video doorbell. With Ring, you can see and speak to whoever's at the front door from anywhere, right on your phone. You'll never miss a visitor, whether it's your neighbor, your dinner, your groceries. You can keep those packages and deliveries safe. With motion detection, you'll get notified even if they don't ring the doorbell. If someone stops by or something is going on, Ring lets you know. I love having the Ring video doorbell. I've actually added some Ring security cameras around the house as well. And we've got a bunch just on the outside of our property to make sure we know what's going on at all times. You can see and speak to whoever is at your door from anywhere with video doorbells. You can keep an eye on every corner of your house with easy-to-install indoor and outdoor cams. You can protect your whole home with Ring Alarm. It's a powerful, affordable whole home security system you can easily install yourself. Right now, get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit at ring.com/Shapiro. Comes with that Ring Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro. It's the perfect way to upgrade your front door and start your Ring experience. Go to ring.com/Shapiro. That is ring.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. Alrighty, coming up, YouTube has decided to pull down video of Ron DeSantis and medical experts. Why? Because it conflicts with the all-powerful left wing of science. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you or a member of your household served in the military and are facing financial hardship caused by COVID-19, VA has resources that can help you stay in or obtain housing. To find out more, call the National Call Center for Homeless Veterans at 877-424-3838. Veterans without access to a phone should visit their closest VA medical center. The number again is 877-424-3838.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, all along, there's been an approved line when it comes to the science of COVID, and that is there's a group of people, and they know better than you. These people are the only ones you can trust. You are not allowed to trust people like Stanford University physician and epidemiologist Jay Bhattacharya. You're not allowed to trust Stanford professor Dr. Scott Atlas. You're not allowed to trust Oxford University epidemiologist Dr. Sunetra Gupta. These are all pretty well-qualified people to talk about epidemics. You're not allowed to listen to any of them. Dr. Marty Makary, you're not allowed to listen to his advice. What you need to do is shut up and you need to listen to the world's second greatest doctor, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Number one will always and forever be in our hearts, Dr. Jill Biden, a woman so adept in her doctorate that she can diagnose you with the need for a community college degree, no matter your heart condition. But this is the way that it goes on YouTube. The way it goes on YouTube is if you say something that is in conflict with the WHO, which is a garbage organization dedicated to covering for China, or in conflict with the CDC, which blew this thing very early on with its own bad testing, and then encouraged people not to wear masks until it encouraged people to wear 93 masks on top of each other. The head of the CDC, by the way, Rochelle Walensky, is a crap show at this. I mean, she is awful at this. She's switched her message on the basis of political need several times. It went from, we should reopen schools, to, well, maybe not. It went from, you need a certain amount of social distance, to, well, maybe not. And now, she's doing the racism is a public health problem routine, which is like, yeah, stupidity is a public health problem too. Sure. If we're now just talking conditions of the heart that are a public health problem, it turns out being a moron is a public health problem because morons tend to do dumber things with their body. And that means that they have public health problems. Sexual profligacy is a public health problem. Like, we can do this all day long. Like, dumb things that people do are public health problems. Racism is not a public health problem in any real sense. It is a sin of the human heart that manifests in a variety of different ways. There's no cure to it from the medical community. The CDC can't give you a shot. The CDC has no solution to it. It's like bad spelling is a public health problem. Ridiculous. Anyway, you're supposed to listen to those kinds of experts. These other kinds of experts, you know, the ones who say things like, maybe we shouldn't lock down until the end of time, or maybe that 6-foot distancing rule is actually either not enough or based in nothing. Maybe those people need to shut up. So YouTube has now pulled a video of a discussion between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and four medical experts, including a White House advisor, because the experts questioned the efficacy of masks for children. Now, here's the reality. There are serious questions to be asked about the efficacy of masks for children. Number one, kids are not good at wearing masks. Kids pull the masks down. Kids remove them from their faces. Also, kids play in close proximity to one another. Also, kids don't really get super sick from the virus. Kids are more likely to die of the flu than they are to die of COVID. And the evidence is that kids transmitting this to adults is actually significantly less common than adults transmitting it to adults. And the virulence of the virus when passed from a child to an adult seems to be less virulent than when an adult passes it to an adult. So the question of whether there is any net benefit to kids wearing masks at all, like young kids, it's very much up in the air, but not according to YouTube. According to the YouTube, it is settled science. And it's settled because the CDC says it's settled. YouTube pulled the video, originally posted by the American Institute for Economic Research, over the experts' claims made about the efficacy of children wearing masks in schools. YouTube spokeswoman Elena Hernandez told the Daily Wire, quote, YouTube has clear policies around COVID-19 medical misinformation to support the health and safety of our users. We removed that video because it included content that contradicts the consensus of local and global health authorities regarding the efficacy of masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. We allow videos that otherwise violate our policies to remain on the platform if they contain sufficient educational, documentary, scientific, or artistic contexts. Our policies apply to everyone and focus on content regardless of speaker or channel. So the doctors and DeSantis apparently violated the platform's guidelines. You can't even know they said this. It's not even newsworthy that they said this. When they said masks should not be mandated for children and questioned claims that such measures are necessary to reopen schools. Dr. Koldorf said children shouldn't wear face masks. They don't need it for their own protection. They don't need it for protecting other people either. Bhattacharya said children develop by watching other people. I think it is developmentally inappropriate. It just doesn't help on the disease spread. I think it's absolutely not the right thing to do. According to the WHO guidance, children aged 5 and under don't need to wear a mask. Based on the safety and overall interest of the child and the capacity to appropriately use a mask with minimal assistance. That's the WHO. Children aged 6 to 11 may be required to wear a mask in certain conditions, such as if the child is in the area of widespread transmission and if the child can be properly supervised by an adult. According to the WHO, children aged 12 and over should wear a mask under the same conditions as adults. But even the WHO changes based on age. And again, if you don't like the argument being presented, we have a very simple solution here in the United States. present a counterargument. If you don't like the data being presented by these epidemiologists and scientists, you can find your own and you can rebut it. But YouTube's decision that it is now just going to take down things based on its own assessment of the scientific consensus, you watch. The next thing that's going to go down is anybody suggesting that the Paris Climate Accords are basically useless. They're going to now attribute, they're now going to go after all content on climate change that doesn't comport with the Biden administration's plans. The social media bros need to be curbed. They need to be reined in because they are out of control. They've decided full scale that they're just going to shut down messages that they disagree with. So either the means of production have to be disseminated more widely, or as Clarence Thomas has suggested, these people are going to be treated as public utilities. All right, coming up, we're going to be joined by a lawyer closely following the Derek Chauvin case. We'll bring you the latest. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
The 132.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Whether you visit in person or virtually, the library can help you access the resources and services you need. Libraries have been adapting to our changing world by expanding their resources and services through access to technology, multimedia content, and educational programs. Libraries offer opportunities for everyone to explore new worlds and become their best selves. National Library Week is April 4th through 10th, the perfect time to visit your library's website or ilovelibraries.org to learn more. Sponsored by the American Library Association.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Misty Maris. She's a trial attorney based in New York City, specializing in the defense of clients in entertainment, sports, employment, civil rights, and sexual assault and abuse cases. And she's currently appearing and providing gavel-to-gavel coverage and analysis of the Derek Chauvin trial for CNN HLN. Misty, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Ben. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so let's talk about the charges in this case. The prosecution does have a high burden, obviously. In any criminal case, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. They're charging second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. And those charges are not as easy to obtain as they sound. So can you walk us through what those charges mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, we have the second-degree murder charge. Now, that means that the state has to prove that Chauvin caused George Floyd's death while committing an intentional assault, resulting in his unintentional death. So obviously there's a high bar there to show that Chauvin actually committed the underlying assault, which is required in order to establish that charge. So that's the first and the highest level charge. Then we have third degree unintentional murder. Now, the standard there is that it's extreme recklessness to the risk of causing death. Now, Ben, this charge was actually thrown out prior to the trial because, in general, this relates to the type of case where you have somebody shooting a gun in a crowd, right? It's not a danger to one specific person. It's a danger to a group of people, and somebody gets killed as a result of that reckless conduct. So it's a little out of place here in this trial, although now it's actually being, it's part of the case. So it's going to be something the jury will hear jury charges about and will ultimately deliberate on. Now, last, we have second degree manslaughter. This is the lowest level of the charges. This is when somebody causes the death of another by culpable negligence, where they create an unreasonable risk and consciously take chances of causing death or great bodily harm. So this is more than a negligence standard, it's a recklessness standard. So that's where the state has to go to prove that Chauvin is guilty of a crime on any of those charges. And of course, as you said, the standard is beyond a reasonable doubt, a very high bar for any prosecutor to prove in any case.
So frankly, as an observer of the trial, I did an entire hour yesterday talking about how rough the trial had gone for the prosecution up until yesterday. So yesterday, the prosecution seemed to have a better day. Prior to that, it seemed like the prosecution was having a bit of a tough time because the defense seemed to be making a fairly compelling case that the very least causation ought to be in doubt as to George Floyd's death because he was saying, I can't breathe before he was on the ground, because he had deadly levels of fentanyl in his system by some calculations, because he had a history of having overdosed on fentanyl, according to his former girlfriend. And they'd also gotten testimony from prosecution witnesses about things like the use of force that suggest that it's a little bit more complicated than the prosecution had originally made out. Essentially, the prosecution had made out that Chauvin was doing something that was not approved by the Minneapolis Police Department. A lot of those witnesses were then called upon to talk about complicating factors, you know, crowds that were threatening or how or alternatives that theoretically Chauvin could have used that were actually harsher than the level of suppression that was being used, or the possibility that Floyd could have been like other suspects and popped awake after falling unconscious and stuff like that. How did you think the trial was going for the prosecution?
Well, look, Ben, and I've been covering this gavel to gavel, so I've been watching it with the jury every single day. So, look, the first week of the trial was tough, right, from a defense perspective. And I'm a defense attorney myself, so I tend to look at things through that scope. You had bystander witnesses. You had a lot of emotional video. Of course, that video is difficult for anybody to watch. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And there's not really that much the defense
could do or much traction they're going to have with these bystanders. There's not a whole heck of a lot, especially when the court really, in my opinion, and of course we defer to the judge, he's the one hearing, making the evidentiary rulings, allowed for a lot of testimony that I think in some cases would not have been relevant and another judge might have made a different decision. For instance, the bystanders were permitted to testify about how the watching the incident made them feel. So as a defense attorney, I'd be objecting, dancing all over the room, jumping up and down, saying this really isn't relevant to the case. We also heard from a bystander who practices MMA. You know, he, in my view, he was a lay witness, but he almost bordered on what would be considered an expert witness, which is really not appropriate under those circumstances. That being said, defense objects where they need to object, preserves issues for appeal and whatnot. That's fine. Now we move into the second week of the trial where we heard from the use of force experts. Now, why do they matter? Well, use of force is a critical issue in this case. If the use of force that Chauvin applied to George Floyd is reasonable, acquittal, right? So the use of force is really a key component. Now, who did we see? We saw a variety of officers who do training on use of force for the Minneapolis Police Department. We saw Chief Arenado. We saw other officers who train in other aspects such as EMS, critical care, and whatnot. And then it all culminated with an expert, Sergeant Jody Stinger of LAPD, who was a paid expert for the prosecution. And Ben, I got to tell you, this week, the prosecution fell apart. And I'm talking about the week of the use of force experts for a few reasons. So prosecution brings on all of these witnesses. And I'm going to focus on Chief Arenado because I think that I understand optically, as a trial lawyer myself, the police chief coming out before a jury and saying this use of force is unreasonable. Sure, that has an impact on the jury, right? They're thinking, oh, my gosh, this guy, he's been on the force for X amount of years. You know, he's the head of everything. His opinion matters. But I found it to be interesting because even on direct examination, the conclusion was this use of force was absolutely unreasonable. There was no reason to do it, blah, blah, blah. But how did we get there? Well, the answer to that question and the rationale to draw that conclusion was because it doesn't fit in with the ethics of the police department. Now, to me, Ben, and you're a lawyer as well, I was expecting a detailed factual analysis in the testimony of, well, our policy says X, Chauvin did Y. Look at the video. Here's where there was a problem. Here's where the force was unreasonable. We did not get that. And that was the direct examination. And at that moment, I said, uh-oh, this is not going to go well for the prosecution. And then the defense attorney, Eric Nelson, did an excellent job on cross-examination of calling out some very, very critical testimony that tends to undercut that conclusion altogether. What do I mean by that? Well, when we talked about the policing policies, Eric Nelson went through a detailed examination of what those policies say and what they are. In essence, he pointed out the fact that every single policy has these qualifiers. If reasonable, if practicable, if time allows, if safe to do so, and that it's not really so easy to say we've got all these papers that say X, Y, Z. The application of those policies in an actual situation with somebody that you're trying to arrest is a whole different ballgame. I thought it was very interesting that the chief also specifically said, when asked, when should Chauvin have released George Floyd? He said, when he stopped resisting. Oh, well, now there's testimony that Eric Nelson is going to use. So you're saying he's resisting. This flies in the face of a prosecution narrative that there's this difference between active and passive resistance. Essentially, with all of these experts, Eric Nelson was able to get information on the record that says, look, it is not that simple. Just saying that this is unreasonable, well, you're not drawing that from a logical analysis of why. It's just a conclusion without any basis. And I think that's where they really fell apart. This use of force expert, and actually one more comment on Arenado, because I think this is a really important point to make and something that Eric Nelson is going to hammer home when we ultimately get to closing arguments where this is where it will all gel, right, Ben? So all of the information that we're getting out on cross-examination is going to be presented in a nice little package to the jury, and it's going to be the defense narrative. He said to the chief, when you're talking about unreasonable force, you're talking about an employment decision. You're talking about a decision you made to terminate Officer Chauvin. Well, let's not conflate that with whether or not a crime was committed. Completely different standards. That's super impactful.
So quick question for you. So the, there were some other use of force experts who I thought really were not good for the prosecution. Johnny Mercel was an MPD.
You're going to say Mercel then?
Oh yeah. Mercel was terrible. I mean, he, like, they're so bad that it's almost as though Nelson called him as a defense witness. He specifically said that he had disbelieved suspects' claims of medical emergency. He had suggested that drugs could make suspects stronger, that suspects can resuscitate after being unconscious. I mean, it was just, it was basically exactly what the defense needed in that case. But,
and in fact, he said he's had suspects say, I can't breathe as an excuse with respect to getting arrested, which was, I thought, amazing. Could that have been more on point for what the defense looked like in the record?
We'll get to more with Misty in just one second. First, April means a lot of not so fun things, getting fooled, getting rained on, getting your taxes done. So if you need a positive experience to balance it all out, consider protecting your loved ones by getting life insurance with Policy Genius. Policy Genius can help you compare top insurers in one place and save 50% or more on life insurance. Once you find your best option, the Policy Genius team will set up your new policy for you and answer any questions you have along the way. You can feel good knowing your family has financial protection. Getting started is super simple. First, you head on over to PolicyGenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need and compare quotes to find your best price. Since their licensed agents work for you, not the insurance companies, there's zero hassle. If you hit any speed bumps during that application process, Policy Genius will take care of everything for you. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. The best part? All the benefits of Policy Genius, the comparison tool, the handling of paperwork, the unbiased advice, totally free to use. Policy Genius can promise you won't leave their website feeling foolish. You could save 50% or more by comparing life insurance quotes. Feel good knowing if something happens, your loved ones will be taken care of. Go to PolicyGenius.com to get started. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice and very important to get it right. The one question I wanted to ask you is yesterday the prosecution brought forth a couple of medical experts, and one of those medical experts in particular, Martin Tobin, he basically testified that he could tell from the tape how George Floyd died. And I've never seen anything like that. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I haven't watched tons of criminal trials, but I've never seen anybody claim that they can watch a videotape and tell cause of death, that it is not drug induced, that it is not heart attack induced, that it is not anything induced, simply by looking at frame by frame respiratory rates of somebody dying. That seems like, frankly, I'm surprised that Nelson didn't push harder on that.
Correct, Ben. And it's interesting because what Nelson did is he did say, you're a pulmonologist, correct? You're not a pathologist. So essentially, he got that on the record that, look, you're looking at this from one particular point of view as a pulmonologist. You're not looking at it as a full picture type of point of view. But I do agree with you. And look, Dr. Tobin was a great witness from a jury perspective. And that's because he really diluted very complicated concepts down into something that was very manageable for a jury to consume, applying, as you said, this science that I've never seen that before. And I cover trials as a significant portion of my job, to the video and then applying the medicine to that point. But here's where I think that this is going to be a big problem for the prosecution. So Dr. Tobin essentially said there are no other factors that caused George Floyd's death. It is only the fact that Chauvin was on his neck and or back. He did say that. He said it didn't really matter. Either way, neck or back, whatever, it still is Officer Chauvin who caused his death on this very precise analysis with respect to his lungs and all of that. As you said, from watching the video and making this medical analysis.
Well, that's Misty Maris, trial attorney based in New York City. You can follow her gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Derek Chauvin trial for HLN. Really appreciate your time, Misty.
Thank you very much, Ben.
All right. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Lee Zeldin. He is running for governor against Andrew Cuomo in New York First. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. Whether you're an avid news watcher or you're in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself easier said than done. When I want to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm looking for, I put in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listen to something awesome. Raycons, they're built to perform anywhere, anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. They've got enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime you can unplug for quite a while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colors with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. The best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon is currently offering 15% off all their products. For my listeners, here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Ben. BUIRAYCON.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. Reason I love my Raycons, they fit my ear perfectly. They were tailored to do so. Go check them out right now. Buyraycon.com. Raycon.com/Ben. Get up to 15% off all their products today by Raycon.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. Alrighty, in a second, we're going to be joined by Representative Lee Zeldin. He's now running for governor against Andrew Cuomo in New York. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint. All is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Jack, close your business and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
At Movember, we're best known for the mustache. Well, here's the thing. Men's health deserves support year-round, which is why we're more than a month. More than mustaches. All year round, we're doing more. We're delivering more research, more treatments, doing more to help men live happier, healthier, longer lives. But we need your support, because the more we can do, the more fathers, brothers, partners, sons we can protect. Movember, more than a month. Learn more at Movember.com.
Furnished by Movember.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We are joined online by Lee Zeldin. Representative Zeldin was born and raised on Long Island. He is now running for governor of New York as a Republican. Representative Zeldin, great to talk to you.
It's great to be back with you, Ben. Thanks.
So let's talk about your announcement. What is prompting you to run for governor of New York at this point?
There is so much that is going on that's so wrong in this state. Just this week, New York hiked income taxes. There's a new income tax rate, which is the highest income tax rate in the country. And why did they do it? To pay for a new multi-billion dollar fund for people illegally in the country. I've been talking to folks all across the state. They're citing taxes, jobs, cost of living hitting breaking point. They're talking about eroded public safety, cashless bail, the defund the police movement, attacks on police. That's why they're hitting the breaking point and leaving. Their kids aren't fully back in school. They are upset because their favorite restaurant might not yet fully be open and is dying. There are so many different reasons why, from a policy front, people want to save our state, and then we're being embarrassed by the disgrace of all the scandals plaguing Governor Cuomo. And one of the biggest ones really to talk about, obviously, is the deadly nursing home order and cover up. But there's so much more to talk about with that guy. He clearly has to go. And this one party Dem rule in Albany just is not working.
So, Lee, Andrew Cuomo says that he wants to run again in 2022. pretty audacious for a guy who's been condemned by nearly every Democrat inside of his own caucus. There's some other Democrats who say they might try to run against him. You've seen Alessandra Biaggi, the state senator for the 34th district, who's talked about it. You've seen Bill de Blasio, the garbage mayor of New York City, talk about it. But it seems difficult to believe that any of these people are actually going to beat Andrew Cuomo in a New York state primary inside the Democratic Party. So it looks like it's going to be Cuomo versus somebody.
Right now, we're running against Andrew Cuomo. And if at some point something changes, we'll be ready for it, because this isn't just about Andrew Cuomo. It's also about the failed policies. But we'll be ready for anyone. Yesterday morning, we announced. We had an announcement video. The emails went out, the texts. We launched our website at zeldinfornewyork.com. We're all in. And yesterday, day one, we raised over $1 million. So we're well on our way. There's a lot of energy out there.
So let's talk for a second about the Republican side of the aisle. There are a bunch of candidates who have announced that they are going to run. That includes Andrew Giuliani, who, of course, is the former Mayor Giuliani's son. That includes some people who have talked about running but haven't actually announced yet, people like George Pataki, who, of course, has been governor before. So what is your advantage on them?
Well, I would ask all of them to support our race. The only way that we win is for everyone everywhere to be all in. And I have a record of fighting for the values that I just talked about that New Yorkers are saying that really is causing them to leave the state. So we can't be splitting our forces. It doesn't matter what part of the New York state you're from. We all have to work on this together. And we can't be some election year runway here. That's why we're starting early, because there's a lot of ground to make up. New York City is a big place. We can't, you know, a year from now say, oh yeah, New York City, it's how are we going to start to make the relationships? We're going to build it during the off year. It's a big project. But we can't spin our wheels in neutral, or we're going to end up with continued one-party rule.
So let's talk for a second about what needs to change in Albany. So obviously, COVID policy was a disaster in New York. It's amazing how the media celebrated Andrew Cuomo for a year. He wrote an entire book about American leadership. Then New York has had another wave. New York is now number two in America in terms of death per million as we near the end of this pandemic. And yet he was celebrated by the media. But it's not just that that's bad in terms of his policy. If you look at the New York state tax policy right now, Cuomo, Bill de Blasio in New York City, they're making it pretty much unlivable for anybody with a decent income in New York state. And you're seeing a huge flood down to places like Florida, where a lot of New Yorkers are already spending a lot of time.
Yeah. So as you pointed out, it's not just one party rule in Albany. And as you know, and all your listeners know, we have one party rule in D.C. It's also one party rule in New York City. This is actually the first time in my entire life that we're going into a governor's election where you have one party Democrat rule in New York City, Albany, and D.C. These policies now are being fast tracked. Someone last summer told me, I can't believe how slowly New York City is dying. I corrected the person. I said, I can't believe how quickly New York City is dying. Now there's this supermajority in the New York State Assembly and Senate, outsized power by state legislators who self-identify as socialists. That means when you walk up to them, if you accuse them of not being a socialist, they will correct you. They will take it as a hyperbolic, hyperpartisan insult. So things aren't slowing down as far as the damage they're being done. It's happening faster than ever because the governor's weaker and they have the impeachment inquiry going on in New York State Assembly. And as you pointed out, all these calls for resignation, impeachment, investigations that are going on. So this weakened governor is leading to outsized power by these far left New York City radicals. And as you pointed out, people are leaving North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, and elsewhere.
We're speaking with Representative Lee Zeldin, who's now running for governor of New York. So obviously the race has just begun. And you only just declared in the very, very recent past, as in this week. Do you have any preliminary polling data showing what New Yorkers are feeling about Governor Cuomo and his reelection bid in 2022?
Here in New York, there's a lot of polling that's coming out all the time. And what we've seen in these last couple months is that all these different pollsters who have been polling him essentially every month, the numbers are decreasing with all pollsters across the board. His favorability is going down. His job approval is going down. People feel like he's been there too long. It's time for him to go. It's a bad idea to run for a third term as governor of New York, let alone be talking about running for a fourth term. I believe that there should be term limits up in Albany. I don't believe that the governor should have even been allowed to run for a third term. So as far as polling goes, because I'm in the House, the election day for the House is the same day as running for governor. This is one of those races where we don't decide to run and then try to figure out how to win. We spent several weeks figuring out how to win, and then we were in a position to decide to run.
All right. Well, Representative Lee Zeldin, he is, in fact, running for New York governor against Andrew Cuomo. Obviously, best of luck. Representative Zeldin, what is the best way for folks to support you in battling Andrew Cuomo in the gubernatorial race?
ZeldinForNewYork.com, and we're also on social media. Love for everybody to stay in touch and support us however possible. We're trying to launch this campaign strong. Your help today is much appreciated.
That is ZeldinForNewYork.com. Go check it out right now, and let's see if we can't boot Andrew Cuomo from office. He deserved it long ago. Representative Zeldin, good luck, and appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
All right, we have reached the end of this week's programming, but we'll be back here next week with much, much more, including the defense laid out in the Derek Chauvin trial. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. House Ethics Committee has opened a probe of Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. Bernie Bennett has the story.
The committee cited reports of sexual and other misconduct by the Florida Republican in a statement Friday. The news comes as Gaetz has retained two prominent New York attorneys as he faces a Justice Department investigation. A Gaetz spokesperson said in a statement Friday that Mark Mukasey and Isabel Kirshner will lead the Republican congressman's legal team. The statement said Gaetz will fight back against the unfounded allegations against him. Gaetz has not been charged with a crime and has denied any wrongdoing. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Dozens of police chiefs who ran some of America's largest forces lending their support to Kristen Clark. She'd been nominated to run the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. Also at townhall.com, Republicans have ousted a powerful Kansas lawmaker from his leadership job after he was charged with drunken driving. The move against Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop follows the release of a document saying he taunted the highway patrol trooper who arrested him and then called the officer, quote, donut boy. Home buyers are facing the most competitive U.S. housing market in decades this spring.
Surging prices and a record low number of homes for sale are narrowing the already difficult path to home ownership for many Americans. From Los Angeles to Boston, homes are selling within days of hitting the market. They often fetch multiple offers that are driving prices well above what sellers are asking.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A closely watched index that tracks home prices in 20 American cities recorded an annual increase of 11.1% in January. That is the biggest gain in 7 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Calls financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With volatility in tech stocks, changing interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 411-411 to find out how. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has urged citizens to prepare for some tough times ahead.
This is a rare and stark warning from North Korea's leader that his country is, in his words, facing the worst ever situation. The country is facing chronic food shortages after sealing its border to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Vital imports from China have plummeted, and food prices have fluctuated wildly. Pyongyang is also still under strict economic sanctions to curb its nuclear program, but Mr. Kim continues to build and test new missiles.
That is BBC correspondent Laura Vicker reporting. A new study finds Facebook is showing different job ads to women and men in a way that might run afoul of anti-discrimination laws. The study says the ad delivery algorithms were skewed quite often by gender. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Hackers trying to extort the University of Colorado with a cyber attack that school officials say compromised the personal information of more than 310,000 files. Information includes student data, medical records, and in some cases, social security numbers. Food delivery services are set to issue their own credit cards.
After seeing their businesses boom during the pandemic, grocery delivery service Instacart and restaurant food transporter DoorDash are both preparing to issue their own credit cards. The companies believe their cards will help them retain customer loyalty.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials gaining 297 points, finishing the week at 33,801. NASDAQ was up 70 points for the day at 13,900. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. all you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Modified with stabilizing braces with the seriousness they deserve. A stabilizing brace shook in a pencil essentially makes that pistol a hell of a lot more accurate and a mini rifle. As a result, it's more lethal, effectively turning it into a short-barreled rifle. Most people don't know it. You walk into a store and you buy a gun, you have a background check. But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want and no background check. But what most people don't realize, the only industry in America, a $1 billion industry, that can't be sued, has exempt from being sued, are gun manufacturers.
You very well. Very well. We're going to go through that one by one. I don't have enough time, unfortunately, in my hour-long program to debunk every single word emanating from his soup cooler, because we were all lies. So I'm going to just focus on the big lies. I'm sorry I have to let the little lies go, but I'm going to focus on the big ones, because really nothing he said was true. Here is Joe Biden on the mythical gun show loophole no one seems to be able to find in the law anywhere but Joe Biden and liberal Democrats. So again, the fact that the gun show loophole doesn't exist does not prevent Democrats from lying to really stupid people who believe it. Here's Joe Biden yesterday.
Most people don't know it. You walk into a store and you buy a gun, you have a background check. But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want and no background check.
I'm running out of ways to debunk this. There is no gun show loophole. It doesn't exist. Now, they keep saying gun show loophole because they're what they want, Joe Biden and his liberal totalitarian communist buddies. They want universal background checks for every single transaction of a firearm. Why? I don't like to repeat shows, but it's important you understand why the Democrats are pushing for this. Criminals don't get background checks. The verdict, I gotta be careful, the gavel's busted up. Verdict is in. Only idiots believe that. I'm sorry. Criminals buy Saturday night specials off the streets, typically through straw purchases that were done legally, and then they buy the guns illegally from them, which is against the law now. Everybody get that? There's no background check. So why would you get it? Because you have a functioning neuron. But liberals don't understand this. Criminals don't care about background checks. Not now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, not ever, not Back to the Future, Back to the Future 2, no Biff, no Alex P. Keaton, no, but they don't care. So if smart liberals, and there are few of them, not morally good, but they're smart, they know what they're doing. So if smart liberals, tactically smart, are pushing for universal background checks, and they know criminals will never go through a background check for a gun because then they couldn't get a gun, why would liberals want universal background checks? Think it through. And using the mythical, made-up, fictitious gun show loophole has been debunked 1,000 times to push for universal background checks. Think it through. My regular listeners already know the answer, so let me not waste any more of your time. Because they want a list. Totalitarians love lists. Lists of dissenters. Lists of gun owners, lists of people who don't dare kneel and genuflect before the regime. They love lists. Why do they like lists? Because they got to know who to track down when their totalitarian plans don't go so well. Oh, that's right. Now, you're still under the mistaken belief because you're a liberal and your whole life is a lie. You live in a vacuum of stupidity. Yes, there's a gun show loophole. Well, here's a great article, National Review, by Charles Cook. It will be in our newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. Charles Cook, Joe Biden lied about gun shows. Yeah. Okay, so that's easy to say, but what's the truth? Here are the real rules about background checks. Hint, they have nothing to do with gun shows. There is no gun show loophole. Here are the rules about transfers of firearms. Number one, commercial transfers of firearms require federal background checks. Okay, you're going to buy a firearm from a firearm dealer. You have to go through a background check. Got it, Libs? I know facts are tough. Two, private transfers. It's father to son, son to brother, whatever it may be. Private transfers only require federal background checks if they're conducted within one of the 13 states that superintend non-commercial firearms transactions. There are no special rules for gun shows. So why would Joe Biden bring up the mythical gun show loophole that nobody can seem to find? Because Joe Biden's either dopey or he's a liar. That's why. And he knows he will have a healthy cornucopia of dopey liberals eager to spout his nonsense and a whole bunch of media people who won't call him out on the lie. There's no gun show loophole. Those rules I just told you, commercial transactions have to get a background check. Private, if you're not within those 13 states, you don't. Those rules apply everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're at a gun show or not at a gun show. Here's another one. He again brings up the entirely discredited, ridiculous analogy of the First Amendment restriction using the fire in a movie theater thing. Just play it and I'll explain it in a way, because this is just only, again, only dunces repeat this. Check this out.
No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell crowd. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech.
Okay, folks, I will thoroughly discredit the fire in the movie theater thing. Please stop saying it. Even conservatives say this. It is not true. The analogy you can't yell fire in a movie theater as a way to describe restrictions on constitutional rights, it's not law. It was never law. And people who are talking about it are basing it on a quote from a Supreme Court case that's been overturned for 40 years. 4-0. There is no fire in a crowded movie theater restriction. Please stop saying it. This is The Atlantic. I put this up in the newsletter today, and I encourage you to read it, because it's a pretty good article. It's by a Trevor Tim. Headline, it's time to stop using the fire in a crowded theater quote. Oliver Wendell Holmes made the analogy during a controversial Supreme Court case that was overturned more than 40 years ago. Folks, fire in a movie theater is not accurate. Biden knows it's not accurate. He's lying to you. It was never the law. It's not the law. And when it was even perceived to be the law, which it wasn't, it was overturned. From The Atlantic piece, in case you think I'm just making this stuff up. But those who quote Oliver Wendell Holmes might want to actually read the case where the phrase originated. Great idea, folks, before using it as their main defense. If they did, they'd realize it was never binding law. And the underlying case, U.S. versus Schenck, is not only one of the most odious free speech decisions in the court's history, but it was overturned over 40 years ago. There's no fire in a movie theater exception. If I love my audience to death, you all are the best, but I'm sorry. If I hear you say fire in a movie theater anywhere, I'm coming to your house to set you straight. I don't know where you live, of course. But there you go. I can say, yeah. Was that now? I said that for a reason. Why? Dan, that sounds like violence. You could be prosecuted under free speech. Wrong. Part two of The Atlantic piece. That doesn't even count. You like that? Here's the real restriction on the First Amendment. Brandenburg. In 1969, the Supreme Court's decision in Brandenburg versus Ohio overturned Schenck and any authority the case still carried. There the court held that, now, this is where you could get into trouble with your free speech rights. The court held that inflammatory speech and even speech advocating violence by members of the Ku Klux Klan is protected under the First Amendment. Everyone copying? The actual standards, even speech advocating violence is protected under the First Amendment unless, here's the key phrase, throw fire in a movie theater out. The speech is, quote, directed to inciting or producing imminent lawless action and is likely to incite or produce such action. Can we please stop with the fire in the moon? Joe Biden won't stop because he's a liar or he's dopey. I got to believe he knows about Brandenburg. Even Biden's not that stupid. But he just says it because people and liberals are like, fire in a movie theater. I don't know how else to tell you. They don't know anything. Like, do some homework once in a blue moon.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Whether she prefers a statement piece or everyday subtle elegance like my wife, BlueNile.com has fine jewelry for everyone. From textured gold to multicolored gemstones to classic pearls, you can shop this season's stunning trends. Blue Nile also offers endless options for diamond jewelry, a variety of carats, metals, and settings ready to ship same day, or build your own piece with online tools that seamlessly walk you through the process. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So this Mother's Day, give the mom in your life something she'll treasure forever. The Dan Bongino Show listeners get $50 off your purchase over $500. This exclusive offer is only good for Bongino listeners. Use code Bongino, plus every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free on BlueNile.com today and use code Bongino.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Hey, I'm Brant, and as you know, one of the worst things you can say in any business, or in life for that matter, is, "But we've never done it that way before." That approach stops us from making decisions that could have been great. We just keep doing the same thing, even if we're not happy with it, even while we're complaining about it, we just keep doing it. What if there's a better way? This is why considering MediShare for your healthcare bills is such a great idea. It works. It's less expensive. It's convenient. It's a better way for so many people to pay for their healthcare. And thinking, "But we've never done it that way before," is a great way to miss out on major savings. The typical family saves $500 a month, and you miss out on the huge network of doctors, the free telehealth services, the great customer service, and being a part of something that matters, with more than 400,000 members sharing each other's healthcare bills. So you've never done it this way before? No problem. Just call. You can start saving right now. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
My daughter is Marina. Marina has a rare form of children's eye cancer, retinoblastoma. Her doctor sent us to a specialist, and then the specialist sent us to St. Jude. Within the first couple weeks of us getting here, I was just so scared. Like, I think the reality just hit me, and it kind of hit me all at once. I had started to cry, and her doctor came in, Dr. Brennan came in, and just didn't even say anything, sat down beside me, and, like, hugged me and held me while I, like, was literally sobbing. And she just said, "It's going to be okay. You don't have to worry anymore. The treatment worked, and we've saved your eye." This place has been such a blessing for us. There's no way we could have paid for treatment back home if we had to. We can come here and we can just solely focus on taking care of her and helping her heal.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Spring is finally here, ladies and gentlemen. And during Chamonix's spring clearance event, you can get the brand new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free for a limited time. That's right. Your order today of the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness includes Zotique for free. It's time to say goodbye to puffiness, blotchy skin, crow's feet, acne scars, and even those pesky sunspots. It's time to open up, get out, and feel great about how you look. Get compliments or get 100% of your money back.
Order GenuCell now, and Chamonix will also include GenuCell immediate effects for results in minutes, also free. See results guaranteed or 100% of your money back. Go to GenuCell.com or call now 800-525-6553. And this crazy sale gets even better. Order right now and get the classic GenuCell jawline treatment to tighten and tone the chin and neck area, also free, plus a luxury surprise gift. Every order is upgraded to free priority shipping. 800-525-6553 or GenuCell.com. Go to GenuCell.com, GenuCell.com.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. So the myth-making didn't stop yesterday. Again, we're just focusing on the big ones. This is the last one because it could go on all day. I mean, Biden said so little that was true yesterday, it's hard to kind of nail it down. What are we going to focus on today? How many Biden BS points? We hit 11 in the first one. Here's another big one that I'm getting tired of hearing. Here's Joe Biden pumping the myth again that the Clinton assault weapons ban that existed between 94 and 2004, pumping the myth again that this thing actually did anything and worked. Check it out.
I know this has been a hobby horse of mine for a long time. Got it done once. We should also ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country. For that 10 years we had it done, the number of mass shootings actually went down.
Okay, folks, there's no evidence at all that that's true. None. The Department of Justice has already analyzed this. I've showed this to you five or six different times. I'm really sorry to have to beat this up, this hobby horse, whatever, you know, whatever he's talking about there. This is not true. They are talking about something very serious. Confiscating and taking away firearms you own. Pistols with arm braces on them. Rifles, magazines that carry more than a standard capacity. They're talking about taking these things from you. As if you owe them an explanation why you might want them. You don't owe them anything. And they're using these failed, debunked, nonsense talking points. The assault weapons ban didn't do anything. Here's a piece just written this week. Wall Street Journal. Again, be in the newsletter today. Mongino.com/newsletter. America's failed attempt to ban assault weapons. As President Biden calls for new gun laws in the wake of mass shootings, the federal ban passed in 1994 offers a reminder of how difficult it is to craft an effective prohibition. I'll get to the screenshot from this piece in a minute, but I want to make two points about the assault weapons ban Joe Biden's telling you worked. There's no evidence it worked, number one, no measurable effects. And number two, there are more guns after the assault weapons ban than before. So if there's an assault weapons ban that didn't ban assault weapons and there's no evidence it worked, why would you do it again? Because again, these liberals don't actually believe it works. They just want you defenseless and on a list so that you have to rely on suckling on the government teat for everything, including your protection. What better way to get people surgically attached to the rump of government than to have to force them to have to rely on the government for their health care and their public safety? What better way to destroy individualism than to not allow you to individually defend yourself or to stay alive by seeking health care without going through a government entity first? Now do you see why gun confiscation and government-run health care have been the gold and silver for the libs for decades now? It's to attach you to government so you have no way out. You want to stay alive? You better suckle on the teeth. I'm not kneeling before anyone. I told you that yesterday. I'll protect myself. Thank you very much. So Biden's claiming the assault weapons ban was a real great success. Really? Because a 2004 report from the Justice Department found that the ban's, quote, effects on gun violence are likely to be small at best and perhaps too small for reliable measurement. In other words, they can't find any evidence it worked. The year Congress let the ban lapse without much debate. Since then, sales of weapons prohibited under the ban have soared, spurred by periodic calls to ban them in the past years by fears over the pandemic and rioting. before the 1994 ban, Americans owned 400,000 AR-15s, according to government estimates. Today, there are approximately 20 million AR-15-style rifles or similar in private hands. Just like I said during yesterday's show when I was debating our Australian friend from 60 Minutes, if you missed yesterday's show, don't miss it. Tune in. Go watch it. These people claiming that these gun confiscations and assault weapons bans work never take into the account there are actually more firearms now. So if you're saying they work and you're simultaneously saying that, but there's more now, so the ban wasn't really a ban, then how did the ban work? It didn't work. You're just making it up. There's no evidence this thing did anything. You are just making it up. I'm very sorry you can't do facts and data and logic, but I can and we will.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Paid for by Frontline Books.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
That's counter. But the bell sounds the same when it exists in my melon here. I thought, isn't this obvious now that we're living in this two-tiered society? You know, the whole essence of being in a constitutional republic is that everybody has the same individual rights, right? That's the whole idea of a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, big R, God-given rights, means everybody has access to the same opportunities. What you do with them is up to you. But everyone has access in a free society to the same opportunity in the end. No one will be prevented by government from succeeding unless you violate the rights of others. But have you asked yourself lately, is that really the society we live in now? A one-tiered society? Or are there two tiers where it's celebrated and recommended to discriminate against one group of people? Oh, Dan, are you going leftist on us? Well, hey, hold it, hold it. This is not the angle you think. Where it's okay to discriminate against one group of people, and yet you have another group of people that not only are not discriminated against, but get special sets of rules. So as we're going through this, I want you to keep this in your head. Are we living in a two-tiered society? Let's produce the stories that made the bell go off in my head. Here's number one. Washington Examiner. Paul Bedard. Woke hiring. Endorsing Trump is the top reason for job rejection. This is a real story in the newsletter. Apparently, upwards of 20 to 30% of HR hiring managers, whatever they may be in these companies, if they see on your social media account that you support Donald Trump, will use it as a reason to reject you for a job. That doesn't sound like a free, open, fair, and honest society that respects big R, God-given rights, where access is equal for everyone. Because if 30% of companies are admitting to that, that means there's probably another 30% that aren't, meaning probably close to 60% of HR people out there are looking at your social media. And if you are a Republican who supports Donald Trump, you don't have the same access. We would call that discrimination in the sane world. But if you're a leftist, you call it party time. You think this is great. Screw those Trump supporters. We don't need them. Reporters. Freudian slip there. Because reporters probably say the same thing. So if you're a Trump supporter, you probably won't get a job if you've actually posted about it and dared in a free country to express your political beliefs in a public forum. God forbid we did that. But if you enter the country illegally, totally disregard our laws, give the double barrel middle finger to our immigration process and say, I'm just going to do my process, which means no process, and just come on in the country and make my own rules, you get to fly around the country and you don't even need an ID. Check out this story, Washington Examiner. Anna Giertelli. TSA is now allowing illegal immigrants to fly without proper documents. What the deal, huh? I have to go through that global entry system. Keep in mind, I was a background check, polygraph tested Secret Service agent. My fingerprints are probably in 5,000 different places, right? I had to go for global entry and for TSA pre-check through the whole process, just like everyone else. No special bennies for me, right? Even though I protected a few presidents, been background checked and polygraphed and had a top secret SCI clearance, none of that mattered. I had to go through the same process. But if you're an illegal immigrant in the country, we have no idea who you are, you have no documents or anything, you get on a plane, no problem. Good job, fellas. Good job. The country's fair and square. Equal access for everyone, right? Here's another one. You know, again, keep in mind the question we're asking. Are we living in a two-tiered society? Here's the President of the United States backing a boycott, strongly supporting a boycott of a majority black city in the United States of America because he doesn't like their laws. Fox News, Joseph Wilson. Biden says he'd strongly support Major League Baseball moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta over the Georgia election law. You mean, sorry, Dan, that's an old story, a few days old, actually about a week old now. So we have the President of the United States, Joe Biden, backing a boycott of a majority black city in the United States because he's not happy with those election laws down there. But then we have the same President of the United States' State Department, when it comes to boycotting China. China, a country that tortures political prisoners, is trying to wipe out the Uyghurs and sterilize their entire population, where there are no elections at all because it's run by communists. Here's a story in CNBC by Amanda Macias. U.S. State Department backs away from the idea of a Beijing boycott in the Olympics. Can't have that. Can't have that. Maybe we should have a fourth line at TSA. Communists. Regular check-in for all of us deplorable idiots. TSA from the people who go through the background check. Gosh, that was stupid. We have the illegal immigrant line we should all get on because there's no security there. And fourth, we have the communist line for all the communists. I'm a communist. Don't worry. Communist, Biden's TSA. Don't worry. Go right ahead. No worries, buddy. We won't even ask you to jump on the illegal immigrant line because it could be a line. We're going to give you a separate line, like a diplomat line, when you come from overseas back into the United States. Little dip line for you. Communists only. It's not that China's a threat or anything, you know. Georgia's a threat, definitely. I mean, Atlanta, huge threat. Gosh, Atlanta, it's total threat to the Republic. Biden's definitely boycott them. Here's an AP story. U.S. military cites the rising risk of Chinese move against Taiwan. So we got a bunch of communists imprisoning Uyghurs, torturing their Muslim population, imprisoning political prisoners, basically destroying one of the freest places on earth, Hong Kong, in rapid time. Preparing for an attack on Taiwan that could cause a global war. But let's not boycott them. Hell no. Let's boycott a majority black city in Atlanta. But yes, we don't live in a two-tiered society. Everything's on the level here, folks.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Whether she prefers a statement piece or everyday subtle elegance like my wife, BlueNile.com has fine jewelry for everyone. From textured gold to multicolored gemstones to classic pearls, you can shop this season's stunning trends. Blue Nile also offers endless options for diamond jewelry, a variety of carats, metals, and settings ready to ship same day, or build your own piece with online tools that seamlessly walk you through the process. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So this Mother's Day, give the mom in your life something she'll treasure forever. The Dan Bongino Show listeners get $50 off your purchase over $500. This exclusive offer is only good for Bongino listeners. Use code Bongino, plus every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free on BlueNile.com today and use code Bongino.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Since COVID, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
James Brown and Bill Cowher welcoming you back to Dennis Melvin's house. It's time for the Midnight Snack Run.
This is one tricky obstacle course. Sticking to healthy habits in this kitchen is going to take focus and determination, but it can be done, JB.
He's already entered the snack part of the course, and he's eyeballing a jar of chocolate candy.
That is tempting right off the start.
Uh-oh, he's reaching, Bill, but he pushes it away.
Great stiff arm.
He's approaching a plate of delicious-looking iced cookies.
Oh, Dennis, you only want one of those?
He blows right by him for the apple.
Oh, the fridge. It's make or break time, JB.
He stares down some rich-looking treats. Uh-oh, looks like he's headed for the soda. Wait, he jukes left, grabs the water bottle, and shuts the door with his elbow in record time.
Unbelievable move. I gotta see that again.
And he's out. He even turned off the light.
That's the way you execute a midnight snack run.
Stand Up to Cancer and Rally want you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.org.
Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Spring is finally here, ladies and gentlemen. And during Chamonix's spring clearance event, you can get the brand new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free for a limited time. That's right. Your order today of the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness includes Zotique for free. It's time to say goodbye to puffiness, blotchy skin, crow's feet, acne scars, and even those pesky sunspots. It's time to open up, get out, and feel great about how you look. Get compliments or get 100% of your money back. Order Genucel now, and Chamonix will also include Genucel immediate effects for results in minutes, also free. See results guaranteed or 100% of your money back. Go to GenuCell.com or call now 800-525-6553. And this crazy sale gets even better. Order right now and get the classic GenuCell jawline treatment to tighten and tone the chin and neck area, also free, plus a luxury surprise gift. Every order is upgraded to free priority shipping. 800-525-6553 or GenuCell.com. Go to GenuCell.com, GenuCell.com.
Dan Bongino.
All right, let me get this. This is Friday again, and it's time to start posting some stuff. Not saying things are going great and swimmingly and we should all sing Kumbaya and we're back to cutesy time. No, negative. Cutesy time's over, I told you last week. But we don't need to be depressed all the time, too. Some good things are happening. Here, article in The Spectator. Be up at the newsletter today. American Spectator, David Keltz. Fans are tuning out on woke sports. Viewership is down across the board, but boardrooms still aren't listening. This is a great piece. We're doing it, folks. We're doing it. It's happening. I told you it wasn't going to happen overnight with sports. I've said this for years. Ever since Colin Kaepernick decided it would be a good idea to take a dump on the national anthem and drop on a knee and disrespect our cops with his depicting cops as pig socks. Remember that? Colin Kaepernick, yeah. Big social justice warrior. Remember that? And I said at the time, Joe, we've been covering this a long time. I said at the time, I said, folks, it's not going to happen right away. It's going to take years for the damage to be done to the NFL and to Major League Sports, and the damage has to be done. Because if they're going to crap on our country and us and contribute to the downfall of the United States, we certainly aren't going to partake in it. But I said to you at the time, and I'll say again, there are still going to be large swaths of sports fans that just can't get away. They have to watch the Yankees. They have to watch the Giants. They have to watch the Raiders. They have to watch the New York Rangers. Hockey's kind of been left out a bit, but you get the point. They have to watch. They won't get away. But let's say, I'm just throwing a number out there. Let's say 20% of people tune out. I'm one of them. I used to watch football religiously. I used to go to what, Treat and Smith's and stuff, watch the draft, go to, I mean, I was, ask my wife, I was obsessed with it. I'd have 20 different draft guides out there. I was obsessed with the NFL. I could tell you the offensive line for the Raiders probably every year from 1990 to 2000. Probably until Rich Gannon or so, and then I started to lose interest a little bit. I don't watch the NFL anymore, or baseball, or any other woke sport. I'm not kidding. It never goes on in my house. Once in a blue moon, for news purposes, I'll have to watch 60 Minutes to see what's going on. And on a Sunday, I'll tune in to 60 Minutes early, even though it's a liberal show. I got to watch what they're saying. And I'll catch the end of a game just as it's ending. That's it. But my mom loved football. Loved football. Like, huge. It was on every Sunday. That's how I learned about football. That's how I learned to love it. My kids will never experience that. They've never seen football in my house. I mean, they know what it is. They're not stupid. They don't care about it. They're not interested in it. They've never developed any emotional bond with the players, the athletes, the coaches, the teams, nothing. It means nothing to them. This is where the damage is going to be done. It's not today. It's not tomorrow. But if you're in the NFL, the MLB, and you think you're keeping a few blue check marks happy on Twitter by pissing on all of the United States, crapping on our national anthem, and pledging allegiance to social justice warriors, you watch. Your sport will be followed like they follow bar darts soon. I love bar darts, actually. It's actually more entertaining than some of the stuff I watch. It's going to happen. Posting W's. So that's W number one. You're tuning out. Keep it up. Number two, Epic Times, Jack Phillips. Election fraud prosecutions at an all-time high, according to the Texas Attorney General's office. Is it enough? It's never enough. The fight's never over. We could celebrate these stories now. Right after the show's over, the fight starts again. But people are being prosecuted for election fraud. The word does get out. Ladies and gentlemen, criminals talk. Nobody wants to go to jail. I'm sorry. Anyone telling you that is lying. They don't. The word is getting out that it's becoming increasingly difficult to cheat. Not impossible, not even close to impossible. I believe we saw rampant cheating in the last election. But the prosecutions are ramping up, and voter ID and voter integrity measures are being implemented around the country. It's a small win in a big, huge fight. And there is a ton of work to be done. But we should post our W's once in a while. All right, I want to wrap up the show today. I saw this yesterday. It's an older clip from around, I believe, 2018 or 2019. But I saw it on Tyler from The Blaze, who I used to work over at CRTV over there. So I was following on social media yesterday. And you know, again, it's Friday, and I wanted to leave you with a refreshing, spirit-enhancing piece of video. And I mean it in every sense of the word. You know, some of you are religious, some of you aren't, but grace and forgiveness are really powerful. This is just a snippet of a video of Brant John, Bonham John's brother. Who's Bonham John? He was killed by Amber Geiger. She came home. She entered the wrong apartment. It wasn't hers. She saw Bonham John in his apartment. She thought it was hers. There was an incident. He was killed, Bonham John, by Amber Geiger, who I believe is serving 10 years for this act. So during the trial, some of you may have seen this. Some of you, this may be the first time. This is the brother, Brant. And Brant is on the stand. And I guess everybody in the courtroom is expecting him to lace into Amber Geiger, who had, killed his brother. But that's not what happened. Now, the clip is 4 minutes long. I don't have 4 minutes to play the entire thing, so I had to cut it in half. But this is one of those Friday, okay, I'm not crying, you're crying moments. Because, again, everybody's expecting him to lace into this woman. But that's not what happened. Check this out.
I want the best for you. Because I know that's exactly what both of them would want you to do. And the best would be give your life to Christ. I'm not going to say anything else. I think giving your life to Christ would be the best thing that both of them would want you to do. Again, I love you as a person. And I don't wish anything bad on you. I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please? Please?
Yes.
That one gets me every time. I can't encourage you in strong enough terms to watch the entire, it's about a little over four minutes. And you want to talk about an act of extraordinary personal courage, grace, to be able to forgive someone who, did that to a member of your family. And I don't know if you heard in the middle where he asked the judge, can I give her a hug? And I think the judge doesn't know what to do. I think the judge is, one, probably emotional. Or I don't know if it's a he or a her. You can't see in the video. I encourage you to watch the video on my Rumble, too. It's even more powerful. But you can see, I think it's a she. She hesitates for a second. I don't know if she's thinking to herself, what am I supposed to do here? She says yes. And it's just the forgiveness there. So I don't know what Brant's up to these days. I heard he's in college, but I've heard also that he doesn't like to talk about it that much, but I understand. But I just want to salute him. Just what an incredible act of grace. We all need to see something like that on Friday. That's a real W for all of us. I can only emulate that and be more forgiving myself. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. It's been a really busy week. I hope that, again, that's one of those, I'm not crying, you're crying moments. Who's got the onions? It's hard to watch that one without tearing up. My new radio show starts May 24th. Thank you for all of the emails. All of the feedback on the show, it hasn't even started yet, has been phenomenal. We are getting requests from radio stations across the country. Keep it up. Email, call, tweet, parlay, Facebook, whatever it may be, to your radio station, ask them if they're going to carry the show. It'll be 12 noon Eastern time to 3 p.m. every day. Nothing's happening to the podcast. Don't worry. We're going to do both. I don't mind it. It's actually fun. We'll be able to take callers, do guests live. So you can call in the show now. Call your local stations. Ask them if they're going to carry the Dan Bongino show. We appreciate it. See you next week.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Amazon workers rejecting an effort to unionize in Alabama.
The National Labor Relations Board reports a majority of workers at Amazon's warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, voted against the union. The totals were 738 in favor, 1,798 against. Of the more than 3,000 votes cast, 76 were voided and more than 500 contested by either Amazon or the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, which led the organizing effort. However, the NLRB says the contested votes are not enough to sway the outcome. The union says it intends to file an objection with the NLRB, charging the company with illegally interfering with the vote. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Republican Party bringing hundreds of donors and several presidential prospects to former President Donald Trump's doorstep this weekend in Florida. Mr. Trump himself will headline the retreat. Also at townhall.com, despite a positive atmosphere, little progress in the Vienna-based Iran nuclear talks.
Recent talks aimed at bringing the U.S. back into the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran have broken without any immediate signs of progress on the thorny issues dividing Washington and Tehran. But delegates talk of a constructive atmosphere and resolve to continue the discussions. Two working groups that have been meeting in Vienna since Tuesday to brainstorm ways to secure the lifting of American sanctions and Iran's return to compliance with the deal, reported their initial progress to a joint commission of diplomats from the world powers that remain in the deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More unrest in Northern Ireland, gangs battling police in Belfast who hit back with water cannons. Latest violence erupting amid tensions over the post-Brexit trade rules and worsening relations between the Protestant Catholic power-sharing government. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Group of Arab Israeli lawmakers having Israeli officials sing red. Media Line's Felice Friedson reports.
Four Arab Israeli members of parliament have touched an ongoing sore spot in the relationship between Arab and Jewish lawmakers. Defying the statutory requirement to swear allegiance to parliament and state, the quartet of Arab party politicians went off script during recitation of their oaths, ending instead with pledges to fight racism, the controversial nation-state law, and the occupations. Parliament's legal advisor warned the lawmakers could lose compensation, benefits, perks, and immunities unless they correct their flawed oaths of office. Waiving the oath allegiance by non-Jewish lawmakers has long been a controversy, particularly relating to those advocating against the state. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at MediaLine.org and townhall.com. Hackers trying to extort the University of Colorado after a cyber attack. School officials say compromised personal information on more than 300,000 files. Bob Agnew reports.
The information includes student data, medical information, and several Social Security numbers. The Boulder Daily Camera reports the attackers posted small amounts of the data on the Internet and are threatening to post more if they're not paid. University officials say CU does not intend to pay the hackers. Leaders of the university system were told of an attack on a file-sharing system run by a vendor in late January and immediately shut down that service. Bob Agnew reporting.
Navajo Nation has issued a stay-at-home order for this weekend, that after reporting 26 more confirmed COVID-19 cases. Latest figures bring the total number of the cases of the tribe's reservation to 30,239, the death toll 1,260. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in Jefferson, state of mind.
Sort of. Kind of. Not really. But Matt Gaetz, Republican Congressman, Florida, allegedly, what did he allegedly do? He denies that he had sex with a 17-year-old girl, which for a Democrat would be cause for a celebration in the newspapers. They promoted me to get a committee chairmanship if you're in Congress. It's different being a Democrat than it is being a Republican. Yeah, Matt Gaetz apparently involved in a sexual imbroglio. It's an imbroglio? It's an imbroglio. And the news media, they just love this story. I turned on CNN this morning, and they had that funny little man, John Berman, and whoever sit next to him. Now, for 9 minutes, the lead story was like, wow, their lead story. They got the border going on and all this border stuff with the mayhem down there and the children and the child sexual abuse and the, you know, all that stuff. CNN, they don't cover that. They don't report that stuff. That's not on their docket, not on the agenda, as it were, with CNN. So 9 minutes, they opened their broadcast with Matt Gaetz in big trouble. Friend of Matt Gaetz turns on Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz, friend's lawyer, says that there was Venmo money sent, and he denies two things. There may be a plea deal, and they spent 9 minutes. It was their lead story. CNN, and they spent I counted 9 minutes on Matt Gaetz, not a really big story, kind of a thin story. Doesn't come close, for example, to what's going on with Governor Cuomo right there in the state that they're broadcasting from, state where most of them live, New York, and they got baby Doc Cuomo right there in their lap. And when I say in their lap, I mean it's like giving him a lap dance. It's kind of like that rapper from a couple of weeks ago with Satan in his lap, and then the Saturday Night Live did the whole funny thing with the lap dap for Jesus on Easter weekend. Remember that? They're good. They're not Satan worshipers or anything like that, though. And they could be doing stories like 60 Minutes on their own governor there in New York with his gropey McGrope face. Assaults, there was big breaking news on that yesterday, but his brother is an anchor man there in prime time, so they really don't do that story. Have you noticed that? They don't do that story. And another story they don't do is the border. CNN, they're not aware that there's anything going on at the border. If you depend on CNN and the Washington Post for your news, you really have absolutely no idea what's going on in the country or in the world, for that matter. Although they're very excited about the woman having her tiara snatched off of her at the Mrs. World contest or something like that, because she's divorced and not married and you're supposed to be married. The CNN, they're on that. They spent more time on that today than they spent on what's going on at the border. Children, you know, forget it. They're good for barbecue and not much else. So don't worry about that. But 9 minutes on Matt Gaetz. And then they went to Prince Philip, and God bless him, 99 years old, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II. passed away at the age of 99 and had a just an extraordinary life. You know what his title is? His title goes on forever. He's got a title with, it sounds like 14 titles strung end to end. A remarkable life, though, really an incredible life. World War II was in his wheelhouse. He has had, and you know, pretty good life too. I think that you know, lord of all he surveys, and 99 years, palaces, yachts, private jets, royal family stuff, and you know, not actually having to be the monarch, which some people think it'd be a bummer, but really it'd be a pretty good job, you know, being a supportive husband to the Queen of England. Pretty good queen, too. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl. But, Prince Philip died at the age of 99. CNN, then, after 9 minutes on Matt Gaetz, I think they spent another 10 minutes or so on Prince Philip. But if you're looking for coverage of what's going on at the border on CNN, you're looking in the wrong place because there is no border there. It's a remarkable thing to see. And then my best girl and I were sitting around the house this morning. You know, we're talking, being happy and stuff, and looked at CNN's website to see what kind of coverage CNN had about the border on the website there. And you'll be surprised to learn a lot of Matt Gaetz going on the website. Went to the website and we're looking and looking for news about the border, and you just can't find anybody. It's like North Korea. It really is. CNN is kind of North Korea. If North Korea were a news organization instead of a country, it would likely be CNN. It would be something very close to CNN, at least. They don't cover the news. They cover up the news. And how about all the Hunter Biden news? Are they covering the Hunter Biden news? If you go looking to CNN for, because there's new Hunter Biden news. He's on his book tour, you know, so he was being fluffed last night by another Democrat on network television. It was Jimmy Kimmel this time, and ho, 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 it's all very funny, and oh, gosh, I'm surprised you're wearing pants and things like that. Oh, ha, ha, honk, honk. You got like, Marx Brothers' horn they're honking, and completely ridiculous Harpo Marx running around in the background, and utterly embarrassing for everyone involved. But Hunter Biden, the Daily Mail, which is a newspaper out of Great Britain, the UK, the United Kingdom, where Prince Philip was prince for, the better part of 99 years, he, the UK, they cover American news better than American news media does. And the people at the Daily Mail, they've got great stuff on Hunter Biden and new stuff from the computer, the laptop. And he still can't remember whether that's him or, and all the news media like, oh, he can't remember. Isn't that great? Oh, let's get back to that stripper that you knocked up. No, that doesn't come up either. How about the Secret Service? Was he getting the Daily Mail saying, and this sounds peculiar to me, that he was getting Secret Service protection in 2018, which doesn't make a lot of sense. But you never know, because there are a lot of cover-ups going on in this crooked city. It's a very corrupt city, Washington, D.C. And we are under military occupation because of the Biden junta. We have thousands of troops, low-flying helicopters. It's pretty creepy. And, you know, the NSA is spying on everybody. Remember James Clapper lying about that under oath to Congress, and there were no consequences. It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? It's great. Hunter Biden lied on the and it's a great Jonathan Turley piece today. Hunter Biden lied on the form when he went to buy the firearm. Remember the firearm that his girlfriend, also known as his brother's widow, Hallie, took the gun and threw it in the garbage can by the high school. Remember that? Behind the high-end grocery store. Why would she throw it in a garbage can behind a low-end grocery store, after all? Remarkable stuff. But the Politico, still pretty much the only ones to report on this, because we live in a bizarro world. It's like the Matrix, the red pill versus the blue pill. And CNN and the Washington Post are definitely blue pill. That means they live in a controlled little environment where the outside world, the realities of the outside world never reach them. But we did open with this soundbite of Jim Carrey from The Truman Show, which, I saw once and thought was marginally amusing. And that's about it. It's set in a community in Florida along the Panhandle. Supposed to be a great place. I haven't been there myself. My best girl has been to the place, but I haven't been to the place myself. But it's kind of a fun looking. It's clean. I think it's clean. I live in Washington, D.C., so I notice things like that. But there are, there is a story out today that the house from The Truman Show, and this is why we played the soundbite at the opening, the house that Jim Carrey was supposed to live in the fictional movie, the Truman Show, is the house that Congressman Matt Gaetz grew up in. What? Yeah, that's what they say. Matt Gaetz, it is, it's kind of a crazy little thing. And there's a plaque. They have plaques outside because it's the Truman Show kind of place. And this isn't, the CNN doesn't follow the news. Otherwise, they'd be paying attention to this, too. But in their 9 minutes of coverage, they didn't do this. What's Matt Gaetz's net worth? They got a hit piece, lots of hit pieces. All the media has ganged up to do hit pieces on Matt Gaetz. But it turns out that the movie, The Truman Show, used a house. That is the house, according to a number of news reports. That's the house that Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's now in hot water, he denies it. That house that he grew up in is the house in The Truman Show. Kind of a strange little thing. And CNN, for their part, they do have a little online story about Hunter Biden. Because you see these new photos. Did you see these new photos where he looks like, I don't know, Liberace's houseboy or something, with the little tiny skinny bikini underwear and nothing else on except sunglasses and, you know, a scarf that he borrowed from Dr. Deborah Birx. That's all he's wearing in this picture, and there's a pool behind him and a, you know, $1 million house, because he gets all this money from Ukraine and China, and the news media is fine with that, and that's okay. They're good with that because that's how corrupt they are. But CNN has a headline, and these new pictures, and CNN doesn't, they don't cover the story, but there's a little online story, and they're touching on Hunter Biden. It's the one story they have on Hunter Biden, and the headline is, Hunter Biden's story is a window into America's soul. No, it's nothing of the kind. Maybe a window into what's going on at CNN, you know, a bunch of, I don't know, what do you, like, crackhead, stripper, knocking up, and, what's the matter with the people at CNN? But, that's the headline, Hunter Biden's story is a window into American soul. No, it's not. It's nothing of the kind. Hunter Biden's new memoir, Beautiful Things, projects a deep understanding of crack cocaine and strippers and lying to courts and lying on federal forms, by the way, because he lied on the federal form, which, again, Jonathan Turley points out, law professor extraordinaire, is likely a federal felony, not even a local felony, but a federal felony, not a state felony, but a federal felony, because these are federal laws. And if you lie on the form, which Hunter Biden did, and the news media is like, gosh, I wonder if that laptop is his. Anybody know Tony Bobulinski? Anybody seen the interviews with him? Anybody aware that he testified before was dragged before Congress, and he was dragged to the FBI building to talk to a room full of agents for how many hours? 5 or 6 hours or something. Anybody follow the news? Anybody in the news business follow the news? You guys aware of anything that's going on in the world? Apparently the answer is no. At CNN, they literally, they're not aware there's anything going on at the border. Extraordinary. But the Daily Mail, not the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, ABC, none of them. But the Daily Mail, which, it's half tabloid. It's out of Great Britain. And they've got the bombshell cache of 103,000 text messages, 154,000 emails, more than 2,000 photos. Here's one of them here looking like, you know, he's a stripper at Liberace's birthday party. More than 2,000 photos and dozens of videos are packed with revelations conveniently missing from the memoir. See, the Daily Mail does the story, but the entirety of the American news media doesn't. They don't. But instead, last night on Jimmy Kimmel, they're pretending there's some kind of a whizzing match between Donald Trump Jr. and Hunter Biden. They're, you know, not so much. But you'll be surprised to learn that in the media, Hunter Biden is winning. This is how it was. When you're a Democrat, they fluff you. It's a convenient arrangement that they've worked out. But the Daily Mail reports, from the emails and the text messages and the creepy photos, some of which we've seen, but others are just emerging. Not thanks to the American news media, any of them, anywhere. You know, Fox News and talk radio can't do it all, but the American news media is just spectacularly, deviously corrupt. The Daily Mail reports in the emails and text messages show how he begged his father to run for president in 2019. Why? To salvage Hunter's reputation, because his reputation was on the rocks. So he wanted to salvage his own reputation. How he repeatedly dodged police action against him, despite constantly dealing with drug pushers and prostitutes. and having multiple run-ins with law enforcement. And also, the Daily Mail says that the texts and the emails show Hunter Biden was guarded by a Secret Service agent while on a 2018 drug and prostitute binge in Hollywood. This is the one we were supposed to be going to rehab, but he rented a car, went barreling into a crack alley and spent days there hanging upside down by his knees. And that's one where he left his brother's, his late brother's attorney general badge in the rent-a-car with the crack in it and stuff. But this all gets cleaned up for him. And then the disappearing gun that gets dropped in the alley by his brother's widow with whom he's having sex. He's also having sex with her sister, the widow's sister. Nothing sorted about this. And the news media, you know, they're too clean. They're too pure to report things like this. This is just tabloid dribbling. Our news media would never report anything like this. Unless, of course, it was Donald Trump's kids or Ronald Reagan's kids or any Republican or Matt Gaetz himself or, you know, never mind the double standards. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Also the Daily Mail reports Joe Biden was afraid to text conversations with his son Hunter because he was afraid they were being hacked, even as they're talking about his run for the White House. And now the Hunter Biden laptop, which is in the possession of the FBI, and there's a grand jury that's been impaneled, and we learned through crack reporting that they are investigating international money laundering, among other things. No big deal. This is not a story for the American news media. He just gets fluffed by them. It's great stuff, isn't it? His laptop is brimming with evidence of apparent criminal activity by Hunter and his associates, including drug trafficking and prostitution. There's that word again. And, you know, he lied about knocking up the stripper. And she was a student also, everybody is, but she was also a student in Washington. And making ends meet. I've seen that happen before more than once, actually, I have. And a CNN intern who was a college student and also working as an exotic dancer, as Hunter and his friends like to refer to them. But Hunter Biden, and none of this is newsworthy, and CNN isn't covering the border or Hunter Biden. They do 9 minutes, their lead story, on Matt Gaetz, though, who lived in the Truman House. Isn't that interesting? A lot of remarkable stuff once again today. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and guns. He doesn't know much. Racism in America, you'll be surprised to learn that it's rampant, and the Democrats have nothing to do with it. Good stuff. Derek Chauvin, we got sports. Cuomo, nursing home update, and YouTube banning more Republicans because, you know, they're Democrat-run operations. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this existed? They're the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just a few minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have, and it's free to use. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average, and they'll never sell your information, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Put your policy to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/plant. That's Gabi.com/plant. Gabby.com/plant.
According to the National Institutes of Health, 30% of hospital admissions in older adults are drug-related, like taking meds at the wrong time. Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 90 days worth of up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days and get free contactless delivery. Just call 800-420-7550. That's 800-420-7550. 800-420-7550. Hero. Medication managed.
The next generation of auto detailing is here. 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating. Simplicity meets a new level of performance. Get a year of protection from a powerful graphene oxide formula. A formula that sends water flying off paint, wheels, and trim. Go beyond wax, beyond ceramic. Be part of the future of exterior protection with Graphene Nano Spray Coating from 303. For more information, head to 303radio.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, buy to save. Here's a text from Devin in Denver. Hey Culligan, I'd love a water softener, but I don't want to pay for it. Devin, I can't help you there, but a Culligan high efficiency softener can help you save oodles on energy and detergent, so the savings can be even greater than the cost. And I'm getting a mind-blown emoji followed by, yes please. Devin, the savings are already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing matter license in all 50 states. MLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series number 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu number 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu number 2 today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
You remember when Barack Obama said that when he was elected, he said, this is the moment that the rise of the oceans begins to slow, because he is that potent, he is that powerful, he is indeed a deity walking among us. We are privileged to live in the same time, the same moment in history when Barack Obama is here, slowing the rise of the oceans, as you will, because he has that kind of power. He is a potentate. And now we've got the billionaire. He's a Democrat, too. Bill Gates. Bill Gates is, this is pretty kooky stuff. Ames venture to spray dust into the atmosphere to block the sun, and that will cool the planet and solve the problem of global warming. Then, of course, the dust they put up there will cause cancer and kill everyone. But they'll have fixed it. You know, it's good stuff. Going to block the sun. Bill Gates is literally going to block the sun. See, he's going to block the sun in June. That's what he's calling for. And he's got a lot of money, and when you have a lot of money, we're very successful. America is a wonderful place. People have become unimaginably wealthy, like the owner of the Washington Post, Dr. Evil, as his friends call him. and richest man in the world, and going back and forth with Elon Musk. They go back and forth. And Bill Gates, he's got to feel kind of like a second banana at this point. But big plan afoot, apparently, to block the sun. I was talking about it yesterday because, you know, the National Academy of Sciences, they're looking at it. It's a very important scientific effort. And Popular Mechanics had the headline, Bill Gates is thinking about dimming the sun. They get carried away with themselves, don't they? They had some kind of egos. And they attack people like President Trump and athletes for having big egos. Unless the athletes are lefties, of course, and in which case they embrace the lunatic egos. Extraordinary. Bill Gates recently suggested the world should eat 100% synthetic beef and buy Bitcoin. Nutty stuff.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College of Summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Yeah, these guys, the and nobody accuses them of being crazy egomaniacs or believing that they have imperial powers, Zeus-like powers, mythical powers. Barack Obama claiming that his moment was the moment that the rise of the oceans began to slow because of him. I mean, it was all because of him, of course. And now Bill Gates, and I love the story in Popular Mechanics. You know, there's this movie. A movie, and I think they've turned it into a TV series called Snowpiercer. I've never watched a frame of it, but I did read a little about it yesterday because my friend Danny brought it up. And I looked at it now, I guess, like all of humanity, it's a metaphor, I think, lives on a high-speed train in the TV show version, at least, circling the Earth because the Earth has been destroyed or something like that. So everybody's on a train, and it's very political, and race, class, and gender conflicts pervade. It's a leftist Marxist analysis. It's a dystopian, nightmarish future like the ones that the Democrats are, well, creating, not just promising, but creating. This Bill Gates guy, he's rich, so he's thinking about dimming the sun, is the headline in Popular Mechanics. The billionaire is backing a study of the controversial technology called solar geoengineering. I talked about it briefly yesterday, but there's more. Bill Gates, who recently suggested the world should eat 100% synthetic beef while he eats lobster tail and filet mignon, and said Bitcoin is bad for the planet, but his airliners are not, as he flies around on them, has set his sights on a new foe, colon. They love their colons. The sun. That's right. His enemy is the sun. He is a little pasty. He's always been. He looks like he could be a member of one of the European royal families, kind of translucent, not very healthy. Throw a football at him, it'd just bruise him from the hemophilia or something like that. It's a British royal family malady. Bill Gates and other private donors are backing Harvard University, naturally. He's a dropout of Harvard University. Harvard University's Solar Geoengineering Research Program, which will soon launch a new study. They're going to soon launch a new, you got to like announce that soon you're going to launch a new study. Researching the efficacy of blocking sunlight from reaching the Earth's surface. We should probably do that because, it's getting much too hot for liberals, so we're going to have to cool down the planet by going crazy and making stuff up. This week, I talked about this part yesterday. The influential National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine used to just be National Academies of Sciences, but it's the nature of a bureaucracy to grow and expand, also released a new report urging the U.S. government to spend at least, and those are the key words, at least, $100 million, Dr. Evil, to study solar geoengineering, a controversial technology. Now listen to this. What is solar engineering anyway? And why are scientists suddenly interested in and concerned by the concept? Now, they talk about geoengineering as a blanket term for technologies that try to alter the Earth's physical qualities on the largest scale possible. So naturally, you need the richest white men in the world. It's white privilege. They're going to change the temperature of the planet. One example is cloud seeding, where airplanes flush clouds with particulate matter in order to coalesce into rain, you know, cloud seeding. Scientists have designed multiple ways to block sunlight from reaching the Earth's atmosphere or surface. Okay. These are gathered under the umbrella term solar geoengineering. Now, if they're an umbrella term, why don't we just build a giant umbrella and like we're at the beach? And we're, you know, Earth is at the beach and we don't want to get burned. We just want to get a nice brown. So we get a giant umbrella and maybe stick it in the ground somewhere and, you know, a beephole country that everybody's fleeing anyway, somewhere along the equator, perhaps. That'd be an interesting idea, a giant umbrella. And then we could all build the giant umbrella. It'd be jobs. Joe Biden could say it was jobs building the giant umbrella. And the New York Times and the Washington Post would say it was a great idea. The most commonly studied method is to reflect sunlight away from the Earth, is using aerosol particles in the atmosphere. Didn't we just spend the last 50 years eliminating aerosol particles in the atmosphere? So are you saying if we had done nothing and ignored you 50 years ago that everything would be fine now? Is that what you're saying? And once again, you've created this crisis by eliminating aerosol particles, that we were taking care of the problem and we didn't even know it, that God's great design, God's great plan had already arranged for us to cool the Earth by putting aerosol particles in the air. But instead, you've been telling us for a half century now, for generations, that we must eliminate aerosol particles in the air. Remember, chlorofluorocarbons, and we had this ozone layer problem, the hole in the ozone and the poles, the North Pole and the South Pole. And we took drastic action to eliminate aerosols and particles in the atmosphere, and now you say that your big plan that needs billions of dollars in funding is going to be to put aerosols and particles in the air? Is that what you're telling me? Yes, that's what they're telling me. But until now, you see, this idea has been seen more of a fringe idea. Oh, like socialism in America and everybody's a racist? Yeah, those are fringe ideas, too. But everything fringe is mainstream again, so it's the instigating event of the 2013 film Snowpiercer, for example, where blocking sunlight has turned Earth into a lifeless ice ball. And this is what we're going to fund now? This is this is the big idea, is that according to your plan, we're going to be like Snowpiercer and we're going to turn the Earth into a lifeless ice ball because what these fringe ideas are going mainstream. And Snowpiercer, Hollywood has already figured this out, probably a sci-fi book because Hollywood has no original ideas, hasn't for decades. Well, the mechanism of aerosol solar geoengineering study is simple. The physical structure of aerosol particles literally blocks and scatters light. The reality is more complex. You're kidding. Is it really? Remember the 2010 eruption of an Icelandic volcano. That's a volcano in Iceland. It's not really an Icelandic volcano. That blocked the entire sky all the way to Europe. Yeah, I've talked about this many times. Everybody knows this stuff. Doesn't everybody know this stuff? Don't they teach this in civics class or something like that? Sorry, they don't teach civics or physics or science or really anything anymore except everybody's a racist and America's a terrible country. Then you get your degree. It's education. That was an atmospheric aerosol event. Yeah. You know, here's the crazy thing about the climate of the planet Earth. The climate of planet Earth is incredibly stable, and it's affected by all kinds of things like solar flare activity. There's a great ball of fire in the sky. Don't look directly at it, but it's there pretty much every day, unless the clouds are blocking. Clouds are part of the project, though, because the heat from the sun, warms the water on the Earth, which vaporizes, goes into the atmosphere, and becomes clouds. And then at a certain point, the water that has evaporated into the atmosphere and becomes clouds, because it sometimes becomes rain, and it rains back down on the Earth. It's been very self-regulating for for Democrats would tell you billions of years, and some others would say just a few minutes. But that's another debate for another day. So just say for millions, for billions of years, this has been a self-regulating thing. And the temperature of the planet has been incredibly stable, more stable than the, you know, if you get in your car and set the temperature for the thing at 73 degrees, and my car doesn't do that. I just have, like, turn it warmer, turn it colder, turn the fan on. It's a very simple car. I'm a simple man of simple needs. But if you turn your the temperature in your car to 73 degrees, and then, like, for the driver's seat and the passenger seat, they do that now. And you sit there, your car will, the temperature of the interior of your car will be less stable than the planet Earth has been for the last 1,000 years. I mean, in like an hour and a half, the temperature of the interior of your car will be less stable than the temperature of the planet Earth for the last 1,000 years. That's a remarkable thing. That's incredibly stable. It is. If you had an electronic monitor on the inside of your refrigerator, let's say like Nancy Pelosi, one of her, what are they, Wolf? What are her fancy freezers there? Her $50,000 freezers where she keeps the $18 a scoop ice cream, because she's looking out for the little guy, you know. And that's her face. That's actually her face, believe it or not. The temperature inside of Nancy Pelosi's freezer is less stable than the temperature of the planet Earth. And now they want to put particulates, they want to pollute the air to block the sun as a fix after 50 years of telling us we need to stop polluting the air. This is the Democrat Party. That's who they are. They're insane. And Snowpiercer, it should be Snowpiercer. Snowpiercer is a movie and a TV show, no less, that has already taken this on. And everybody lives on a high-speed train going around the world for some inexplicable reason, where they engage in class warfare, race warfare. It's like being at a party at a Democrat's house. It's pretty amazing stuff. Yeah, that's good stuff. So, and Bill Gates, he's going to fund it because he's got so much money he doesn't know what to do with it all, so he gives it to stupid people to do crazy things. And then they go and pat each other on the back at parties on Martha's Vineyard, and it's all good stuff, just remarkable things. Did you see yesterday the Masters, which is racist, started yesterday at the beautiful golf course at Augusta, Georgia. It's not really racist, but Hunter Biden is. Hunter Biden is. We'll get back to that later. At the Masters, round one, it was day one of the Masters, and today is round two, in case you're a Democrat. Then tomorrow, round three, and then Sunday, round four, in theory, but I think there's supposed to be rain and some chilliness or something like that. But there's this Irish golfer. He golfs, and he's Irish, so he's an Irish golfer. His name is Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy, he spent a lot of time on the golf course over the years. His father was with him there. I think his father's still with him there, unless he's in the hospital or something. But the headline in the New York Post is, Rory McIlroy hits dad with shot during disastrous Masters start. It's probably the curse of the Masters, because you can't say master bedroom and houses because, you know, slavery. Because the Democrats had slaves for a long time. The Democrat Party is the party of slavery. But Augusta, Georgia is the dateline. Did you see this video? You might have seen it on various outlets, probably not CNN, because they don't do stuff like this. They don't do anything. They just talk about how Republicans are bad, and then they go home at the end of the day. Rory McIlroy's seventh attempt at completing the career Grand Slam by winning the Masters, the only leg of the Grand Slam missing in his career for golfing immortality, got off to a calamitous start Thursday at Augusta National. Rory McIlroy, 31 years old, opened with a 4-over par 76, standing 7 shots out of the lead at the time he finished his first round of play. But that's not really the thing. Worse yet, he actually hit his father, Jerry, with a wayward shot. It was, I think, was it a drive or a second shot? McIlroy was already 2-over par when he pushed his approach to the 7th hole to the right of the green, where it bounced and caught his father on the back of the leg. And he hit his father. He's golfing. He's hit a golf shot with a golf ball. And you know, his father, I think, has spent a certain amount of time probably around golf courses in his lifetime, too. He's an Irish fella, too, apparently. And they golf a lot. Drink and golf, golf and drink, you know, stuff like that. They're Irish. And McIlroy, who's been struggling with his form recently, changed swing coaches to Pete Cowan, and he yelled four when the shot clearly headed offline, and it his father. Now here's the thing, I watched the video, and his father, I think, is probably a good Irish father, and And he's probably looking out for his son. Here's what I think happened. Now, I mean, if you've been on golf courses, you know that when somebody hits a shot, the sound gets to you before the ball gets you. It's, you know, and you can hear it, and you look around and you're like, hey, where's the ball? And you can see where people are looking. Cause that's how you, sometimes if you can't see the ball yourself, you see where there are people. And his father stood there and got hit by the ball. Now, the thing is, if his father had not been standing there, and not been hit by the ball, I think that his son's ball would have gone off into, you know, behind trees and stuff. And where his father was next to the green. And I think that it was a block. That's what I think. This is conjecture. But I think it was a block. I'm not accusing him or indicting him, but maybe I am. It looked like he was blocking the ball for his son and keeping it closer to the green rather than allowing the ball to go off behind trees and farther away from the green. What do you think of that? That's quite possible, I think. Yes, sir. Crazy. Yeah, we got some, that's fun stuff. And, we got, what's his name? Gropey McGropeface, the, governor of New York, who the news media just loves. They want to give him awards. He already got an Emmy. He's probably going to get an Edward R. Murrow award for lying during, briefings later on, too. And, DuPont award, big, journalism awards. But, there is more news on him today because Gropey McGropeface of the Cuomo organized crime family, the nursing home slayer, and as far as we know, he didn't grope anybody in nursing homes. He gropes them every place else, but it's okay. You know, Democrats don't resign. And who is it? The Adam Kinzinger. Is that who it is? I think it is the Republican congressman from Illinois. He is calling on Matt Gaetz to resign, but he's not calling on, interestingly enough, on Governor Cuomo to resign. That's fascinating. Governor Cuomo's top aides enabled sexual harassment, says accuser. Good stuff. One of many of Governor Cuomo's accusers. On Thursday, that's yesterday, blamed senior staffers in his gubernatorial office for his alleged groping of female assistant, who spoke out publicly for the first time, saying they, quote, normalized and enabled, end quote, his, quote, heinous behavior. End quote. Former Cuomo aide Charlotte Bennett, 25 years old now, said the 63-year-old governor, what a groper. Governor alleged a pattern of predatory behavior is clear-cut and aberrant, and that the similarities between my allegations, she said, and the allegations of my anonymous former coworker are nauseating. He abused his authority to groom, sexually harass, and grope staff, Bennett said in a prepared statement. His heinous behavior was normalized and enabled by his senior staff who failed to report my allegations in June of 2020. Another accuser, former aide Anna Liss, 35 years old, to show that he's not just groping girls in their 20s, echoed Bennett's accusations in an email to the Post, the New York Post, not the Washington Post, because they don't report the news. It looks like a newspaper, but it's not, saying that the women Cuomo allegedly groomed and abused were in so many cases younger than his own daughters. That's not a problem, though. Oh, we got to take a break here, Jeff, I think. Jeff got all cut. Jeff Wolf is in today for Michael Piercy, taking Michael Piercy's seat for the day. Michael Piercy at home because I'll tell you why. Should I tell why? Maybe I'll tell why. We are at 888-630-9625. So the staff they groomed, it's the same old story with Harvey Weinstein and with Matt Lauer. Where in the world is Matt Lauer? And with so many, where's Charlie Rose? What happened to Charlie Rose? And Mark Halperin, where are all these news media gropey men that were sexually abusing women for years? And all the media covered it up. They knew about Jeffrey Epstein, Democrat friend. They knew about Harvey Weinstein. They knew about Matt Lauer and Mark Halperin and Charlie Rose. They all knew about all of them. They all knew about Governor Gropey McGropeface, the nursing home slayer, too. And they all covered it up, didn't they? And the media, too. And they still are, just by the way.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Daisy sheds like crazy. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DinoVite.com.
I was thrilled when I heard DinoVite for cats was coming out.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them.
DinoVite is a life changer.
Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
DinoVite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint. All is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
You know, basically what we're talking about here with this Bill Gates project to put particulate pollutants and aerosols into the atmosphere in order to block the sunlight, in order to prevent global warming, you see, is what you might call man-made nuclear winter. Remember, we were all afraid that when the Soviet Union, who were communists, used their then 30,000 nuclear weapons, that number was greatly reduced thanks to Ronald Reagan and other Republican presidents, not thanks to Democrats who always increased the number of nuclear weapons here and around the world. But the worry was that when the communists, the left, the socialist utopianists, we have them here now, when they launched their many intercontinental ballistic missiles and submarine launch ballistic missiles and launched their bombers with nuclear weapons and they blew up everybody and killed everybody for wanting to be free, for wanting liberty. You know, this is the left. It's been this way for 100 years. Buy a book. Any book will do. And the fear, well, all the nuclear explosions would throw all this dirt up into the atmosphere with the mushroom clouds and everything. And all the dirt thrown up in the air would be a man-made, catastrophe for the planet Earth. They called it nuclear winter, right? Because all this debris would be thrown in the air and would block the sun and we'd become an icy berg like in Snowpiercer. And we would all die, as if you didn't die of the nuclear weapons and the radiation poison, you know, from the communists, because communists murder everybody. It's what they do. And they usually call themselves socialists and say it's all for the best. But this is like man-made nuclear winter that they're talking about. Who needs volcanoes when we have the left? You know, Barack Obama slowing the rise of the oceans. Now Bill Gates and Harvard University want to become the 21st century version of nuclear winter. They are man-made nuclear winter. And really, volcanoes, schmolcanoes, we've got the left. They're the party of man-made nuclear winter.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.